Okay, we're going to open the meeting. Everybody that's here needs to understand the recorder's running by state law. There you go.
With all this stuff being added, is there a new agenda or are we using the same one?
We're using the same one. We're not going to talk about the, like, that's going to go under other, but we're going to discuss it at the next meeting.
Okay.
Because I have questions that I'm waiting to hear back from the persons.
All right, so additions and deletions to this agenda are zero, correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
Melissa,
do you have any additions or deletions? Public hearing on Eden Town Plan 2025 to 2033 is the next thing I see on here. Huh? I did.
I didn't hear that.
Are you citizens input? Better back up.
I can, I guess. Not input, more of a question, I guess. So I was thinking of maybe like...
Can you tell us who you are?
Yeah. So my name's Kevin Earle. I live up on South Pond Road. And I was wondering like how big of a hassle it might be if I put some fencing up at the old dump, like enough area to let my dog run around in off leash.
Well, it's town property.
Yeah.
But
I mean, I could put a Town of Eden sign on it that says enter at your own risk, or, you know, whatever rules and regulations or guidelines you want to set upon me,
You just want to take your dog down there and let him loose for a little while.
If somebody stumbles upon it out in the woods and has a fenced in property use they'd like to put it to,
I just liability wise,
that's the only thing I'd worry about.
And I wouldn't want the access road that goes down in there,
I wouldn't put it like anywhere in that, and I wouldn't be digging any holes, or nothing like that. Which is another thing I kind of noticed in one of these that it switched from landfill property to landfill/gravel site. That's totally unrelated.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be, if I could figure something out with some kennel sections or some...
So it wouldn't be a permanent structure. It would just be a temporary thing.
Right, just like some galvanized piping with some chain link fence wrapped around it somewhere.
We're bringing stuff up there.
What's that?
We've got to be able to get down there because we plan on bringing...
Yeah, you just can't block the road or anything like that.
Right, no, 100%.
There's a flat spot down where the landfill is
itself. Well, I'm thinking more... I think there might be a couple acres in the woods, too. Like to the right of the road if you're headed up there. There's like a little kind of almost triangular chunk of woods there.
Yeah.
But if I could find a spot, or you guys could tell me a spot, or...
I want to do is check with our insurance, to make sure the liability is not there, I'm not looking for any answers right this minute
or anything.
As far as walking on a property, I have no problem with it, but when you start putting fencing and stuff like that, the liability.
But if, you want me to keep maintenance logs or whatever,
it's nice if somebody could use the property, as far as walking on it.
If this was 20 years ago.
I mean, I'd be willing to go to the state, but I also don't know what kind of condition it's in. So, I don't want to be...
All the state land.
Right, because they would be the ones that could kind of authorize, these are acceptable uses for this land kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
You'd probably need to get, the specific site manager out here...
State property, not our property.
But it's a landfill site, and I know it's closed.
That's a town property.
I know it's town property, but it's a landfill site, and they still, even though it's closed, I think they still have the right to monitor it.
We're all done monitoring.
We're all done.
I guess that was my next question. Have we tested anything in the last 10 years?
We did all our testing right up through, and everything is tested perfectly for it.
Yeah.
So I think we're done. Wells. We did get a letter. I don't know when. We got a letter where the monitoring has been done to the full extent that we needed to go with it.
I mean, it's a nice chunk of property. There's 17 acres up there. If there were acceptable uses for it, That didn't require, you know, really any maintenance or having to keep that road open or anything like that.
I want to keep the road open because we're using it to dump, like, wood debris and stuff like that off to one side.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, right there, that's a use for it, you know,
I know we can't do any digging or anything like that.
Right, of course, you can't penetrate the cap. But like you said, if the state has absolutely nothing to do with it anymore...
We still can't.
Still can't dig it up.
I know that. I'm not advocating that.
We'll check with the liability insurance or whatever. The only thing my concern, you know, I don't, like Rick said,
and if
I don't think there's any issue with you walking around down there or whatever, but if you put a fence up and then somebody else is walking around down there and gets cut on your fence, you know.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. If there's anything that the liability people tell you as far as like things you could do to limit that, as far as like signage or something along those lines.
Yeah. All right.
You know, so if there was some kind of like if I had to put a deposit down in case I drop dead 2 weeks from now and somebody had to clean up your fence.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll find out.
You know, just mull it over.
Yeah. We'll dig in.
Melissa knows how to get a hold of me.
We'll find out what the official rules are and what we can do.
So you're basically wanting to create some type of a kennel in there.
Well, I think that might entail a little more regulation.
Well,
I don't know.
Yeah, but
if it's just fenced in property for public fenced in property uses.
Have you thought of just throwing this out there?
Right.
Have you thought of? And I think my daughter Amy's got one of these. She might let you have pretty cheap. One of those.
Wireless ones.
It's a wireless fence.
Right. So
but you'd have the battery power, right?
So my dog last summer, the beginning of last summer, got pregnant while on my property. Like, I've got a nice run. Like, she has area to be in. But, you know, no fault of mine or, you know, fault of somebody's. But, you know, unless I have a cement pad with like proper fencing around it, the liability's mine if my dog gets pregnant.
Really?
And if I go to find the dog owner that knocked my dog up, I could, in theory, get charged for stud fees if the owner wanted to go that route.
Wow, that's weird.
Yeah. So, like, you know, all
that's
of
just
the,
weird.
You know, and I would be up there with her. I would supervise her. You know, I wouldn't just, like, leave her up there while I went to work or something.
No, the only issue we would have is if there's some liability that we're not aware of. Yeah, so we'll find out and get back to you.
Yeah, great.
Sure.
Awesome. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Looks like you've got plenty of things to tackle here.
Yeah, they are what they are.
All right.
Are you a citizen's input?
Yeah.
No. I haven't.
He's under number 5.
Okay.
So you're after the public hearing.
Public hearing on Eden Town Plan. We made it through that. So now the town plan people are here.
So just for starters, you should vote to open the public hearing for this.
Oh, this is the public hearing.
Yes.
It's been advertised and so on and so forth. Well, alrighty then.
You opened our meeting. It's part of our meeting.
Isn't it part of our meeting?
Well, so the public hearing has to be formally open and closed as its own agenda item.
Okay, well, we can do that.
Did he close this one?
Do we have to close this one?
No.
All right, so as a kind of a sub-meeting to our select board meeting tonight, there's a public hearing on the Eden Town Plan that's been submitted and put in the paper and wherever they had to publish the thing, and everybody's had a chance to look at it. So we're going to open that meeting right now. It's 6:10 in the evening. So now what we're looking for is any public input on the public hearing of the town plan. Anybody got any more noise about the plan?
I have a lot.
Do you want me to go through my short list first?
Yes, sir.
I wrote it on the copy I gave Christine. Oh, page 18.
So I don't have a copy.
I don't have a copy of it. I didn't bring one in order doing it.
So page 18, which I did later find somewhere in there's the addition of the solar that's in the gravel pit. But it doesn't say it was the rest of the solar, so I don't know if it should be added there. That's page 18.
So that's, I have a lot of data about the solar plans, the solar parcel team.
And then page 39, there's still a church listed where the hardware store is as non-taxable. Still list the.
Did I take
church.
Out the wrong one?
I didn't
one
get the phone
that. That I don't know. No, you guys had the phone draft forever ago. Like, no changes have been made.
Okay.
But now they're about to be.
You don't look at this one. I will print more.
Well, what's this page here that was handed to us tonight?
That's another that's another question that we have about wording, but we'll get to. But.
Yeah.
So, Melissa, I did take out the church with whatever name you gave or Molly gave in that email.
Okay.
Did he take out maybe Eden Congregational?
No, that's in there. No.
Okay. If you took that one out, you just took that out.
It was in a table. It was in a table, or was it?
What page is it, Melissa?
It was the very
It lists the Eden Congregational Church,
yep.
And then the last one listed is the parish's most holy name.
Yeah, so I think you might have an old version then, because I sent the new, I thought I sent the newest version to Molly, but I did take that out.
I looked at the one that we posted online.
Okay.
So hopefully that's the newest, but maybe not.
Okay, I can double check.
What page are you talking about?
39. Page 39.
I can count up to there.
And then page 37 still lists Lakeview Campground at the top, which is no longer operated.
I was just hoping it was going to come back, honestly.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen.
Is it still listed as Eden?
It's just
Lakeview Camping is a privately owned campground also on the west side of the lake with many sites for campers. So that's got to go.
Yep.
That's my short list, other than the states
that are
here, which are
going to
go over that.
Yeah.
So, or they could put in it as which is currently closed to the public.
Right, it's something you can
just put on which is currently closed.
Yeah.
And then if it comes back, they can say, well, exactly. Currently open.
Exactly. That's what I would do.
Yeah.
That's the easiest addendum to that. This is definitely is here, the parish most holy name on 39 on this one.
Yeah, I'll double check that. That's
and this is supposed to be the one. So. Then the other one was 37, Babcock Nature Preserve, blah, 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 blah. Campground, privately owned at the top. You're going to add, is currently closed.
Yep.
Okay, next.
Okay, so on page 14, affordable housing, there's a table 5, residential sales in Eden 2016. I find it very hard to believe that we don't have other residential sales data newer than 2016.
The data in the plan is the data I had. If the town has more recent data than that, then I would have hoped to get
it
before
now.
I don't know what to tell you.
Okay, well, I think that then we need to get some new data for you, because I don't think data from 2016 is appropriate data to go into 2033.
Where would we get it? Any ideas?
From Russ?
You should have it on your comparable when they set
recent
your tax rate.
Residential sales, property size. This table is table 5, residential sales in Eden 2016.
It's right here.
And it says property size residential less than 6 acres. Average selling price is $147,000. Wrong. Residential more than 6 acres is $182,000. I don't think so.
So we'd have to get it
that needs to get
that from the lister, probably.
Okay.
Lister and or they record all the real estate transactions somewhere.
Next year you'll have a current one.
I think we have something maybe from 2024, not 2016. Okay. On that same page, so page 14 where it says long-term planning considerations. I think the select board should read through that paragraph very carefully and see if that's what you want to say. Because I'm not sure that that's what you want to say about class 4 roads.
And that was also there for the last town plan. I looked at the old one and it was the same.
It's not
but
just
it
for,
probably should be reworded.
That's not just for class 4. It's private roads, which we do not maintain.
Yes, but did you read the highlighted?
Yeah, I did.
It's saying that you may maintain.
That we never have said that. That's one of the stipulations that we have stuck to here is that we don't maintain private roads in the town or
right.
Bring them up to class up. The only thing that happens is class 4 can be brought up to class 3 standards that has to be done by the landowners, not the town. Seasonal homes and stuff like that, there's almost 14 miles, 13 something miles in the town of private roads in the town of Eden. We can't afford to take over. Could you take over one? You got a whole long list to go on, and we've never gone down that avenue.
We just barely talked about that. The meeting with the state down here with the thing, the length down there that we want
to take that. We've got to keep going because I got many pages, but that needs to be rewritten, and you need to review it again before the town plan is. Before you agree to what the town plan says. Is that correct?
I agree.
Okay, fine. On page 15, I'm sorry, but I don't want you to keep you here all night. On page 15, in the middle of it, under policies, it says capital HOME Act changes. What does that mean?
So the Homes Act was a state legislation. So that is the housing targets that also are in that, in the plan, under, I think, chapter 2 or 3. Whatever the housing chapter was.
So I think if I have to say what is that, then I think it needs an explanation where it's described.
Well, there's
a hit refer, refer to page.
Well, I wouldn't even refer to page, refer to the bill that they passed.
The legislation.
I don't know, Home Act changes means nothing to me.
So just go reference
something. So, refer to the bill that they passed. Where they said, oh, well, you need a whole bunch more houses in town.
And I've marked all my changes on this plan, and you guys can have this plan. So,
thank you.
So on page 17.
I'm getting it for you guys.
I'm marking
mine. I didn't bring mine.
17. I'm printing you guys a new one right now.
Huh?
Page 17, energy and transportation.
Yeah.
It says, through a first sentence under energy and transportation, there is only one local fuel station in town. There are two.
Well, at the time,
there was only one.
At the time this was written, there was only one.
There was only one.
But that's why we're reviewing it, right? Because we want it up to date now, right? Okay, fine. You also might want to include in this energy and transportation, there is an increase in the number of electric vehicles in town, and I have the data that I've included in this. It's increased over the last, they have data since 2013 all the way to 2023. I have the data how many electric vehicles there are in town.
Electric vehicles.
Yeah.
Well, it's part of, you want an overview of what's happening in the town. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Number.
There's also, we talk about energy and fuel efficiency. You could add in, there's data in here for cold climate heat pumps, heat pump water heaters, and weatherization. And all that data is in here. Okay, page 18, electrical generation in Eden, table 11. Electric generation. As of 2024, there's one known solar generation site each are larger than 15 kilowatts. So I don't know how big the Eden 3 LLC is and how big the gravel pit is, but I don't know if there are two generation sites in Eden in terms of the 15 kilowatt. I don't know the size of those two, but I would question whether there's just one or whether there's two sites.
Well,
solar sites in Eden.
Ground mounted fixed rack at Old Duso is 120 kW, so that's more than 15. But all the rest of these are listed as lower.
So then there are two.
But there's one that's not on here, right? Solar at Eden Sand and Gravel?
Right, right. So below, then it says table 11 below shows the solar installations in Eden for the electricity generated. Five of the projects are right. There are now 32 solar sites in Eden. 32 properties have solar, and I have it all. They're listed all here. I printed it all out for you.
Thank you, Leslie.
Yep.
Residential installations.
The last paragraph under the solar development and the asbestos mine site. That bit about they're never going to put solar panels up at the asbestos mine. I mean, you can keep it in there if you want, but. And then it goes on to say, in the middle of the page, a solar generation site was constructed since the adoption of the last municipal plan. Well, just say that doesn't mean you're now including there's another solar generation site. You don't need to say since the adoption of the last municipal plan. This is the gravel pit one, but it should be it's not an afterthought. It's included with the others.
So you're going to strike that. You want to strike that.
Or include it, or when you rewrite the part, rewrite it on the first, on the previous page.
Strike.
Looking towards the future, the town, page 19. The town of Eden is fortunate to have an Eden Energy Committee with 5 volunteers. Is that true?
Thank you.
Both have 5. We're not sorry.
Then I would say the Eden, then what is true? The town of Eden has an energy committee with 5 available positions.
Available slots.
Well, I mean, I don't think we can, if you want to say something that isn't true, go ahead. But I'm pointing out what I didn't think was true.
So 5 volunteer open positions?
Yeah, available.
5 available.
Yeah. Available.
And then that's page 19, so
yes.
Keep going.
Okay, page 30.
Oop, we made a big jump. Hold on.
A middle of the page, recreation and non-motorized travel. In 2000, middle of that page, paragraph. In 2015, a 17 segment of the former rail trail was redeveloped to a year-long multimodal recreational path. All 93 miles of the rail trail are completed.
None of which goes through this town.
No, but they're not talking about this town. They're talking about the rail trail. We're talking about the rail trail. So it's not 17 miles segment. It's the 93 miles have been completed.
Former Lamoille area.
Page.
Is there 17 miles in Lamoille County?
Maybe that's it.
I don't.
Is that what it is?
I'd have to reread through it. I don't know from.
Yeah.
It is 93. Total. Miles total.
Eventually, the LVRT will span 93 miles from John John's Ray to Swan. You just need to re-look at that paragraph and make sure that it's accurate.
They have to redo it after every flood anyway, so.
Yeah,
I don't know if they got it done.
I don't know if it's all open now or not.
Yeah,
they put a lot of money in it.
Page 32, about elementary education. There's absolutely nothing about the recent addition to the elementary school, what it includes, how big it was, what was it for.
So I would say,
is that the Shaneytown that's outside?
No, that's the actual addition that's on the backside of
the
school.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, the school doesn't have access to it. Yeah, the school program.
Yeah,
school program's in the town.
So that whole section of this town plan gives me wicked heartburn to start with. Because it has nothing to do with the town anymore.
Well,
that should be just struck.
Yeah, we just got right out of there.
Yeah.
Okay.
We don't have anything to do with that school anymore. Our planning has nothing involved with it other than we pay. That's
all I can tell you.
If you're going to put it in.
If you're going to put your name on this town plan, then if I was going to put my name on it, then I would want to make sure that the information that was in here was as accurate as possible. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, I don't disagree with you.
Page 33.
I would strike that.
Early childhood education and child care, kind of bottom, towards the less, more than halfway down. In Eden, child care services are provided by 4 licensed in-home child care operations and 2 child care centers. That is not accurate. And if you go to the Bright Futures information system, I printed it out here, and the correct number of licensed daycare centers and their addresses and how many kids they offer is in this book.
Bright Futures.
So on page 35, fire safety. I don't know why you need to say in fiscal year 16, Eden voters approved $29,000 for local fire protection. What on earth does that have to do with the 2023 plan?
It was in the last plan and we updated the data.
Well, why would you say in fiscal year 16? Why do we care what happened in fiscal year 16?
That might just been left in accidentally.
I don't know why we would want to care what, if you want to know what happened in 2024 or something, or on the next page 36, rescue ambulance services. The first paragraph at the last sentence, the Eden Fast Squad is no longer active but still maintain a bank account through the town in case event volunteers would like to restart the organization. Is that true? That money's gone.
I'm not sure where the money that Eden Rescue had is. there's show count in there for it somewhere?
No.
Not that we're aware of, right?
No.
So that Eden Rescue, you take that right completely out then?
Eden Rescue's gone.
The Eden Fast Squad part.
Well, that means that, yeah, that
Eden Rescue Ambulance Service.
Eden, it says the Eden Fast Squad is what they're calling it here. That needs to go.
Everything from where it says, well, it could say previously served Eden Fast Squad. The Eden Fast Squad is no longer active.
Fine.
Period.
Fine.
And then
it does not,
the rest
does not
of that,
have a bank account.
The rest of that about the bank account.
That money was I don't remember where it was given to, but it was given to.
We spent it on rescue service.
Okay.
They get a big chunk every year.
And you have the Lakeview camping on top of page 37. Under libraries, there is no municipal library in Eden. Eden residents have access to public libraries. The general public also has access. It's no longer Johnson State College.
What page are we on, Leslie?
37.
Okay.
It's no longer Johnson State College. Please update that.
It's not Johnson State College. What is it now?
North, East, I don't know what it's called.
They changed it.
They consolidated it to all of them.
It's three colleges in one now. You can show up at one day and go to the next.
That's how it works.
Johnson State College, I don't know.
All right, under the same page, bottom of page 37, solid waste facilities. The Edentown Garage serves as a drop-off location for recycling and bag trash every Sunday between the hours of 10 and 2. Is that true with Trevor?
Yeah, I think the times are the same. I think they changed the time a little bit. It's like 11 to 2 or something.
Then I might change the wording that says a privately owned company is providing trash service at the Edentown Garage facility at their discretion,
It does sound like Edentown is providing. That's a good call. Private company.
Page 38, next page, municipal properties. So I copied the page of the properties owned by the town that was in the town report. This is the current list. This is the current description of the list and where they are and the property values. So I don't know why there are 1, 2, 3, 4 blanks here in terms of no description of the property, but you could add the descriptions because I have them right here. I've printed it out for you. And I don't know why there are 2 columns here.
One that's not labeled, I know it's earlier. One's land, one's building.
The header's missing.
Yes.
Okay, so you need a header that explains what's going on there because you don't know to add it up. You don't know what you're talking about here. I mean, it's not clear what these values are when there's these two values. Okay, you have on the next page 39, you're getting rid of the parish most holy name.
So where is that? Oh, that's
39.
That's the hardware store.
Right, and then just beyond that graph or chart, the total value of all non-taxable property in Eden, both its own properties, is blah, blah, blah. This represents this percent of the total grand list. Well, if you take that $50,000 out of the value of the church, then that's going to change that. So you need to redo the math on that. Okay, page 42. Bottom of the page, we're talking about water quality and lakes and ponds. Eden's most product aquatic feature is Lake Eden. So it goes on to talk about Lake Eden. It says absolutely nothing about all the work that the Lake Eden Association has done, and there's nothing about Eurasian water milfoil being in Lake Eden, nothing about the mitigation work that they have done over the past 3-4 years. I really think that needs to be clarified. And then it goes on the next page on Belvedere Pond, talks about Eurasian water milfoil. And then the natural predators introduced, including the weevil. I don't think that's an appropriate remedy anymore. I mean,
They did it, didn't they?
Pardon me?
They did it, didn't they?
The weevils?
Yeah. Didn't they do that over at Belvedere?
I don't know.
No? Too bad it didn't work.
Well.
More boats over there.
Page 46, table 17.
No foil stuff.
Talking about a type of events for floods and snow removal. So, I mean, from 2008 until 2017, there's a dollar figure for estimated damages, and then nothing. So, is there a way to put is it important to put a value in? Why is there a value up until 2017 and then nothing beyond that? Page 48. Under Chapter 11, Natural and Productive Resources, it said Babcock Nature Preserve, 1,000 acre tract of land and forest owned by and maintained on Johnson State College. That is not true. I don't know if it's a Nature Conservancy or I don't know who it is, but it's not Johnson State College. Johnson State College anyway, but I think it's a Nature Conservancy that is now responsible for that property.
So it's someone else.
My understanding was Vermont State College is not just Johnson.
It might be, but it is not just Johnson State College.
No, it's Vermont State College. It's all of them. No.
But I don't know if they're the ones that are the overseers of the Babcock Nature Preserve.
Yes, they are.
They were supposed to be. Yeah.
Okay.
So that gets changed, same as Johnson State College in the other place.
Right. Okay, so the next page 49. Green River Reservoir State Park, and at the bottom it has a www website does not work. Mount North Boy Scout Reservation, there's a www at the end of that paragraph, does not work.
So just strike those links.
Well, strike them or find a link that does work. On the next page 50, other critical habitat areas. Talks about the Green Mountain Maidenhair Fern, and it talks about kind of the first paragraph towards the bottom, it says, Green Mountain Maidenhair Fern flourishes most prevalently at the base of the tailing piles at the Vag Mine, period. And are found in Vermont only within the towns and tailing piles of the Vag Mine. That is not true. The Vermont Maidenhair Fern is found in other places, and I've been with botanists who have gone and seen it. So that's, you got to take out that sentence. Flourishes most prevalently at the base of the tailing piles of the Vag Mine. Period. That's true.
Where is that?
Page 50.
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
First paragraph.
Can't find it.
Towards the bottom.
Right about there.
Oh, yeah, period.
Right.
And then strike the...
Page 52, chapter 12. I don't know where we are, but I thought that broadband and Fidium fiber was pretty well done in Eden. So I was kind of surprised to see the sentence that says, Eden remains among those communities with limited broadband service penetration. Jesus, what did we give them a $50,000 for? And
I don't think they're done, but they should
be
close.
Pretty close to being done.
I
don't think we're stuff limited broadband service penetration.
Stuff they're going to have to go back and redo.
Yeah,
well, that's true, but I think we're beyond.
Well, we ought to talk to what's her name. She hasn't ever come back or called back anyway since we asked her. She's the one that's supposed to be representing us in here.
We're supposed to give us this data.
Where we are with it. I'd like to know where we went with the $50,000 plus the other $50,000 on there.
So
this is just needs to correct. If you read the whole bottom of it. The BEDA final project area shows that now less than 2% or 10 structures are underserved in the town.
Right.
So the middle part of that is left over, and then this other part of that is
it's not congruous.
It's contradicting itself a little bit right there.
Right.
So I think what Leslie's saying, take out some of the old news.
Yeah.
But
just put
data from
now that we're 2% structures are underserved. So
we'll find out first where even that's even right. We're going to put it in here. We don't know. I don't think anybody knows where they are.
So the broadband data is right from the broadband dashboard from CUD. So the numbers are right. I agree that the being underserved should probably be taken out.
But okay.
The but total
the end number, the 2% of...
Yep, that's accurate.
All right, so above that it says something about 250 structures not being served, and then it says only 10.
Yeah, so I think in that chapter we tried to do the comparison of before the broadband came through, you were at.
Oh, gotcha.
I think it says in like 2016.
That's what you were.
It says 2016.
So it's showing how far you've advanced.
Oh, I see.
How far you've advanced.
Okay. Just as long as it
clarifies it.
Is reasonably clear, yeah.
Okay, and then the last one is the appendix maps.
Page
64. So there are not 10 maps, there are 12 maps. The only map, I mean, you can number them any way you want, but the only map that is actually says what it is the Historic, Scenic, and Archaeological Resources map. All the other ones are either, I don't care how you put them in order, but there are 12 maps. And one of them is called a contour map here in the appendix, and then on the map is called an elevation map. So you got to choose what you're calling it. Elevation or
two per feet, yeah. Contour. Right, front and back. Six.
That's it.
12.
That's all you got. Here you go.
What? You're slacking.
There
should be more.
You know,
thank you.
Spot on the
plan, she just
did
through
the
it.
Last one. I did the last one.
I appreciate this.
Yep.
So, yeah, there's 12 maps, but I don't know what they all mean.
There was someplace else I found it once and I couldn't find it again. There was someplace else in the plan where it talked about there being 5 miles of roadway in the town of Eden that was in the floodplain. And I can't...
Some of it's on Route 100.
Yeah, but that's not 5 miles.
No, but there's a fair chunk of it. It is. And Blakeville Road.
Blakeville. Yeah. All of Blakeville.
All of Blakeville. 2 miles.
Behind Bruce's, right? It's behind down below.
Yeah.
Bruce's.
We tried to keep
that stretch up.
Small as we could keep it.
Okay. I didn't think...
But as soon as they... So, I don't know if you were... That's not it. Have you seen the big map?
I haven't seen the big map.
Oh, you're gonna love that. The one where we have to decide land use.
Where to put all these new homes they want to put in.
What this land is. Is it residential?
Yes,
is it
right.
Downtown? Is it
right?
You know.
Yeah.
Right.
72 new homes in
just
the next 5 years.
Just as long as that seems, it seemed like a lot to me, since I know there's probably about 100. I wasn't thinking about Blakeville.
Yeah,
so.
Blakeville's about 2 miles.
Okay.
You probably got maybe 2 or 3 on 100.
Okay. All right. That's it.
Where else would there be any floodplain?
That was it, I think. Is from
well, if you might talk you about could go up on, you could go up around the square road.
And into Knowles Flat, too, right there past where Amy used to live. That where it dips.
Yeah, that's not. I don't believe that's there. In the floodplain right there.
It'd be close where it dips right there. Past
well,
the
yeah, you get that little section, but. Oh, through where Mike Griggs isn't really.
No, that wouldn't be. Once you pitch up, no.
You take the square road from basically the Albany Road.
Oh, yeah.
Cuts
all.
Off right there.
Right where that
valley
is.
Right there that heads before you head up.
That
probably
washes.
A mile.
That washes pretty good.
That truck drive gets high enough. It'll flood those.
Yeah, it's taking the road out. So.
You know what I mean? It gets high enough. Those campers are gone.
Oh, and all the beach camp road, or whatever you call that road, by the dam. Every inch of that's in the floodplain.
Oh, yeah, Lakeshore Drive.
Lakeshore Drive, that's the one. Yep. All the way around the lake there. All the fronts, that's a mile. That's probably in floodplain.
Okay,
oh, yeah.
Okay. It just seemed like a lot to me. But
it does.
But that's fine.
They tried to stretch it further than that.
I'm sure they did.
All right, well, thank you. We'll get some stuff put in.
Okay.
Do we have any more? Anybody else got any input to that thing? No? That's good. Thank you for reading that over.
Yep.
Appreciate it. Because... I read it and it's like, yeah, all looks okay.
It's a little mind numb after.
You know,
I understand.
A little stiff.
I understand.
I'm going to give things a little quick.
Oh,
yeah. Here, you can have this one.
No,
oh, yeah.
We should have gave it to you 3 months ago. If you read over.
Yeah.
We should have gave it to you 3 months ago.
Yeah, I'll
so that's all the input.
Yep. So with the amount of changes, we'll have to do another hearing.
Okay.
So basically tonight, we'd just be looking for you guys to make a motion to accept these changes into the plan, and then I'll do the changes, and then we'll have to do
something. Okay, and Leslie's been good enough to make like highlighted copies of everything for you, so you don't have to go by my hand scratch.
Yep.
And so you guys are, so we'll do that. So I'll make a motion to have the planning commission update the plan with the changes that were submitted at this hearing this evening.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it.
Email the lister too.
So there you go.
Yeah, I mean, that kind of information, I just don't have access to.
Right,
so
right,
it's
right.
Something here that has to. You know,
so that. Now that that's done, do we have to motion to close the meeting?
Yeah, close
okay.
The hearing. Then you guys
I'll make a motion to
close the whatever this is.
Public hearing.
Public hearing.
I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Closed. The public hearing is closed. The select board meeting is still fully operational, more or less. As operational as it gets.
So what does that mean in terms of meeting?
Yeah, we'll have to formally warn this another hearing.
Yeah.
So that's got to be at least 30 days out. I'll try to turn this around before the holidays. So we're probably looking at end of January.
Yeah. That's why we did it early.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll keep them email me.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll
email you the recording tomorrow.
Okay.
Thank
all
right.
Leslie, for all your notes.
Yep.
Hey, thank
all
you.
Did you photocopy that, or do you have them all?
Yeah, I gave them to him.
I can scan it and send it to you.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
So that's it for town plan. Now we have Alexander, the tree guy.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me on.
He's asking for possible trees to be planted.
Well, I received an email from a nonprofit in Burlington about a month ago called Branch Out Burlington. And they sent out this email to all the municipal tree wardens in the state of Vermont. And basically...
That's just, right, you're the tree warden.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
It was this opportunity to receive free trees from them for the first 7 respondents. And I was among the first 7 in the state. And basically, it's nothing of, you know, huge importance, but I wasn't able to proceed without running it by the select board because they're offering us 3 bare root hardwood trees, and they're stipulating that they be planted on publicly accessible property. So not necessarily public land, but somewhere where the public can access them and, you know, benefit from their environmental services for years to come.
What trees are they offering?
So there was a selection, and I ended up picking 1 oak, a basswood, and a sycamore, but I'm probably mistaken on that one. I'm sorry, a red maple, a swamp oak, and a basswood, an American basswood. Yeah. And they're 5 or 6 feet tall, bare root trees. Like it's not a huge monetary value they're offering, so that's why I was kind of hesitant to even bring it up. But, you know, you wouldn't want to turn down a free offer of something. And it could be an opportunity to benefit from, you know, an even better program next time or networking opportunity or something.
Are you planting them?
I certainly could.
That's my first question. Who plants them?
No, I certainly could.
How tall do they get?
These trees, they're big species. Probably at maturity, we're looking at maybe 20 or 30 years old. Before they reach maturity, we're looking at maybe 60 to 80 feet tall. Yeah, so these are big shade trees.
Yeah.
Deciduous.
What kind of basswood is it?
American basswood.
Yeah.
It's a big leaf.
Same one we have around here, the big, big giant
leaves. These are native species, nothing exotic, because they don't want us to plant trees that aren't going to survive.
Right. I know that one. I got some basswood up behind my house with great big leaves like that.
Yeah. But the losing is not that big.
Yeah. The trees don't get very big, but the leaves are big.
Yeah.
They can get pretty big.
They can if they grow good.
Yeah.
But so, I got a few. I don't have any big enough to saw. Be nice. That's good wood.
It's soft, really soft wood.
Yeah,
for hardwood, yeah. I was thinking maybe up at the cemetery or at the lake. I don't know where else could be like publicly accessible.
At the lake, they just planted a bunch of trees up there. So we're
treed out up there.
If we're going to run a business up there, we can't have a bunch of trees and everything on the property up there. I mean, they went through some of the ones they planted are going to have to be
moved or
cut down. Because
we
have to have access to maintain some of this stuff, and you can't put it where...
How long before you have to put them in the ground? Next spring?
So I can pick them up as soon as the beginning of April.
Obviously, yeah, yeah, it'd be springtime.
Springtime, yeah. The ground won't be thawed out here. They just recommend June. I stick them in wet chips until I'm able to.
I was just asking time frame wise. You know where you can put
you'll
those.
Be storing
once
them?
You knock that building down.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, on the other side of the road, clean that all up. Boom, 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 right there. There's already trees there. Yeah. You know, we keep that maple we talked about keeping, and
wherever you put them 50 feet away from the edge of the road.
Put them away
from the limbs grow right out 30 feet into the road. So unless you want them pruned,
when it gets closer, come back and see us. I think that might not be a bad place.
They could be a nice spot for entrance up to Redbush by the time they grew up. And
Redbush is, you walk up through there, and there's all kinds of trees up through there. That's all naturally grown in. I mean,
but that, you know,
that's actually grown in. They can't get fire trucks in there.
No.
Yeah. What would the cemetery look like?
I don't know. Do we town own that?
The cemetery?
Yeah,
the town owns the cemetery.
Oh, so did we just have it listed?
Yeah, town owns the cemetery. That's something the cemetery association would want to take
out. We gave it away.
Yeah, there again,
you've
got all the stones and stuff, so you got to
think about roots and all that.
Well, where you're going to plant it is how it's going to affect the property up there. For future use.
Because usually it's sandy where the cemeteries are, so they grow.
That's a little bony up there.
That's pretty bony. Yeah, I don't think it's a bad idea. Mm-hmm. I mean, we got at least one spot that I thought of, and there might be other spots before spring we'd come up with.
You might look at the historical society. They might have one right there on 100 down there.
Yeah, even
do they
if it's
have to be planted in the same spot.
Not necessarily, no.
Okay.
Even if they're not on, if they're out on that other, just that open field and nobody's doing nothing, or just don't go very far.
Yeah,
something.
They have events at that field. I really wouldn't want to plant them in that field down by the school, because that's future.
We'd like a building.
Future
there.
Industrial park
really
or something
nice
like that. Something. But
pavement parkway.
Huh?
Yeah. I've been trying to get Amazon to move a warehouse in there, but they won't do it.
Stop that.
It'd be nice to run down and just grab what we needed, right?
I could have drone delivery.
We can look into it in spring.
Yeah. I think it's a good idea. I appreciate the.
Yeah.
Appreciate you going out looking at it.
I mean, I haven't done anything yet besides just correspond by email, but.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, to turn it down would be dumb, and my lawn's public accessible, so if we have to, we'll plant them there until we figure out a platform. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and we didn't need to, like...
If it's sugar maples, I'd say plant all you want. So.
Yeah.
Something the tree that's good use for, other than leaving leaves on the ground.
Say again?
What's your title again?
I'm the town tree warden.
He's our town tree warden.
Okay.
So if you cut a tree that's not supposed to be cut,
you got it coming.
You got to answer me.
Right, if you're logging on the wrong side of the line,
gotcha.
That kind of thing, that's the function of a tree warden. It don't happen a lot, but when it does, it's usually pretty spectacular, depending on who's involved.
Are there certain trees you couldn't cut down? I didn't even
know. No.
You
can
cut.
But if you do like certain people,
it's somebody else's trees where you're going to
cut. That's the problem.
You head over to Rick's and start cutting rock maple down
above their property.
Yeah.
You will find out there.
It used to happen more than you think. People would go up through certain people that we all know who used to do it a lot. If you go right up through and mark a line 200 feet the wrong way and then cut all the trees and ask questions later.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And that's what the tree wardens
and they get a hefty fine afterwards.
Pay triple stumpage, yeah.
I just
plus
to
a fine.
American Basswood to see it real quick. What were the other ones?
A swamp white oak and a red maple.
So you're over on 118 there, whatever. Yeah, plant them right there and break the windows hell.
Yeah. The end of the drive.
Breezy over there, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't stop.
Maybe.
So anyway, if we can just continue to brainstorm ideas where they can go.
Yes, absolutely.
They don't have to all go in the same spot.
Yeah.
But they do have to go in a place where they're not going to have to get uprooted in a couple of years.
Yeah, and people
because
can
that would be an expense.
Yeah.
Plus, they have to be accessible, especially for the first few years of their lives. Like a little bit of pruning, maybe some watering, some fertilizer. I have to be able to access that.
Yeah. Fine. Perfect. Thank you. Appreciate the help.
My pleasure.
And keep in touch as it gets towards more spring.
For sure.
Come back and we'll get you going.
For sure.
Do any of them have any requirements? Like they have to be in full sun or part shade, or are they picky on where they live?
Not especially. They're all native trees.
Okay. Yeah.
So, like, they'll do fine. Okay. But I wouldn't want to put them in like all shade.
or no. swampy areas?
They're all wet tolerant.
Okay.
Yeah, they're all tolerant.
Well, thanks. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you guys.
Thank you for your attention.
Okay.
Animal control.
I haven't heard any animal control stuff. She hasn't called me over the weekend or anything.
Do you guys have anything else? Norm's waiting for...
You want to skip ahead?
Well...
Yeah, why don't we do that?
I mean, we've got a bunch of signing orders, and he's here.
Thank you for being here, Norm.
You've taken the time to come here, so...
Yeah.
Well, I think we can go animal control and health officer, scratch. So we'll skip. So we've gone through item 6, 7... We're up to 8, but we're not going to do 8. We're going to skip to 10A, paving bids for North Road, and an update on Knowles Flat damage. Those two things. That's the right place to skip to, right?
Yep.
Okay, good. Then we got the bids under here.
And we have what? 3?
3.
Look at that.
You want to open that one? Everybody just go from one.
This one here came from Pike.
Norm's. This one's...
Sealed.
Okay,
they're all sealed.
Sealed bids.
They're all sealed bids.
Excitement.
Yes. No, you just gave me the name of Norm Patton.
That's right.
I was looking at him and I'm like,
you're not Norm.
Same Norm.
So, my grandson says, that's not Norm, this is Billy.
I'm going to do is let you read them.
Yeah, okay, you want to read them into the record?
Well, you opened each one.
I want to make sure that I'm reading the right number, so I'm going to show them to you, too. This is the number I'm reading off of this one, correct?
From Allstate, correct.
Yeah.
It tells you what the tonnage.
Tonnage. I just want to make sure I'm reading it right. That's all. Well, looks right.
Yeah, let me see what it says real quick. Coplanin. It's got the coplanin price, the paving price for North Road and Camp Road. And then that's the total tonnage.
I want to make sure that number is the same.
Yeah, total tonnage there. What is it, their price per ton is? What the total? So.
Yeah, but we got to make sure. My opinion is we need to look at that number on every.
Yep,
day.
Correct.
It's the same, right?
Yep.
So first bid, Allstate Construction Inc. Item 1, Coplanin North Road. Is 23,547 paving at 2,234 ton is $197,709 for total bid price from Allstate's construction of $221,256. So that's that one.
Did they break it down by square yards?
It says 10,020 square yards. SY.
Right. But did it have a price for the...
$235. And $88.50 a ton. So, but I want to make sure.
What was the total price?
$221,256. And on here, pricing is valid for 30 days unless signed. Bag of sweet paver, blah, blah, blah.
The paving was
88.
Yeah.
88.50,
right?
Yeah.
There is no asphalt price adjustment in this quote. All prices will be good for 2026. That's what it says, so that's good. So now we got...
That one's a set price.
That's a set price.
If signed within 30 days.
So now we got Town of Eden, quote form. Oh, this is Pikes. Yeah, so... Coplanin North Road, 10,020 SY. What's that? Square yards?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. 250 per. And then we got paving at 9,225 per ton for the hot mix. Total price 231,136.50. And I'm going to assume this says about the liability insurance and all that stuff. And attached is a worksheet telling how many feet, inches, you know, all details of the job. And
that's the contract.
AC price adjustments entirely by Pike, so the price is the price, blah, blah, blah. Got 7 days to decide. and traffic control, all the other stuff's included, looks like. And there's 4 cents per square yard.
Well, that's...
That's included, though. Sorry, I was reading that wrong. That's included in the price. $231,136. All right, that's that second one.
This is gray.
And this is somebody else gray.
Gray.
Job specs. I think this is our paperwork. Looks like something we wrote.
It's something Norm put together for us, so everybody's been on
the Everybody team. Gets the same thing.
Yep.
I appreciated that.
How far up? Well, however far our money takes us.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of tapers off there. Pretty. So cold plating North Road,
basically,
these guys are...
going to go beyond, just beyond Jake Ackerson's where we left off last time.
Okay.
Yeah. So these guys are at $2.98 per square yard for $29,859.60 for the cold plane. And then paving... 3/8 mix, approximately 2,234 tons. That's the same number. That's good. And they get $94.94 per ton. Their total price, $241,955.56. Blah, blah, blah.
I'm going to say that again.
$241,955.56. So, and there's no contract with that one. There's no...
I think it was the last page. No, the last page had notes on it.
There's three of them.
Yeah.
There's no page underneath that other one.
Yeah. Oh, there was some side notes on there, too, on that one.
This is, oh, yeah, here you go. Cold plane. This is how many feet. No, it still doesn't say anything about prices.
No, the prices on the other. They're just saying the trucking, I think, the fail or whatever, where they're moving it to whatever.
Designated area, yeah. This is a worksheet,
yeah.
Basically. But it doesn't, it's not like the thing that says this is valid for 30 days, yeah. And blah, blah. This is just a quote from Gray's Paving and Asphalt from Newport. All right. So we got the three numbers.
Well, there's about $9,000 or $10,000 difference, $10,120 between the.
And if you have any questions for Allstate, I do have the guy's number. He stopped in earlier, but he didn't come hang out.
2,296. Yeah, between the lowest and highest, there's $20,000.
Sorry, my quick question. Those two quotes, Pikes and this one, had the exact same tonnage. What was the tonnage on this one?
This one's the exact same number.
They're all the same.
They're all the same number. It's how wide, how long, and how thick, right?
Yeah, I was just
pretty,
curious.
Pretty straightforward calculation. Yeah. I would say that's a pretty good, you know, I don't see anything that's out in the bushes.
I'd write them down. I'd get them all.
There you go. Yeah. That's that one.
The grand amount that we
received. I got it.
Right, that's important.
This is what we want.
$178,229.60.
Last few numbers.
178,229.60.
Okay. That's the total grant amount, and we have to match it, or that's what we receive?
I see the other one.
That is
right
the grant amount. That does not include what we would have to pay. Which town match.
It's 25%.
20%.
But you have the money in your paving. Well, we took some out this year, but there's...
You have most, if not all. I have to double
check. Yeah, in July, you'll have another 60,000 in there, so... I'm fine with these prices come into it, so I'm comfortable about if the town wanted to do the whole project. They don't have to shortfall any of that.
Yeah,
we don't have to go back and say, no, we're only going to do 78,000 of that.
No, I don't think so.
That's why we have that paving structures fund.
Yeah, that's right.
That we put 60,000, because to do any paving, 60,000 doesn't get you very far. So You put 60,000 and after a couple of years, like every we did part, we did the part out by the school as far as our 120,000 would take us. And then we did this, another section, the rest of it to get the rest of Noel's flat up. And we did it. It was another 100. It was 112, I think, the first one, or something like that. So we have money that's put in there every year to help pay our 20%. This is a grant. It's a class two grant. Class two grants are East Hill and North Road are class two. Okay. So we can use these grants to help pave those things. That's how we paved up over the hairpin a few years ago.
Makes that a lot nicer.
Molly said she was happy to have sidewalks going up.
I did not say that.
So we have to put in 20%. So basically, if the bill is 221, they'll pay 80% of whatever.
We're going to get about 150,000. So we're going to have to come up with about $70,000. Okay. Just throwing a number roughly.
Yeah, that's what I was curious.
Yeah.
But we should have enough in the paving fund to do that. Probably right now.
Yeah, because we just spent 140 out of it.
Yeah.
I think there's roughly 100 in there.
Left.
I
we got enough. Left now. So there you go.
And then you're going to roll over another some next year.
In July 1st, you'll roll over another 60.
Yeah.
If they should pay past your budget.
Yeah.
I overspent last year, but looked at the paperwork. Well, we'll get into it, but
not too bad.
So we're gonna have to cut back.
Oh yeah, everybody's cutting back around these days, ain't they? That's kind of how it works.
Yeah.
Gonna have the money. Don't go very far.
No. So, anyway, so what we got to do now is
what's your pleasure?
Decide which bid we want to use, and I guess we've decided to do the work all the way we've already decided that.
We have the grant.
We got the money. We should do the job.
All you got to do is award one of them.
Yeah.
Whatever your pleasure is.
It's up to you. You're the roads guy, road commissioner.
Not up to me.
I mean, there ain't enough difference.
Up to the board.
Well, yeah, that's true. So we have to vote on it.
You make the motion.
Somebody's going to make a motion.
Nobody ever wants
the motion. So it's about 10,000 between the next one and then.
Yep.
And
well, so we got a good spread. That one's right in the center.
About 20,500.
I'm sorry, those are both the same, not the same bids. I'm looking at two of Pike's. I'm comparing them, and I'm like, those are exactly.
Well, they're pretty close. Pike got two bids the same.
Those are pretty close.
Here's the other one.
Oh, yeah, this one's up top.
It makes your decision easier.
Where is the Allstate out of? I'm just curious.
I don't know.
They just bought Hutchins up out of Culvertry.
Oh, that's Hutchins?
Yeah.
Irishburg. It's interesting. His name is also Norm Patnow that dropped off the bid.
Really?
Any relation?
Yeah.
Is he really?
Yeah, my son's.
He used to be my foreman.
Bye, Dad.
Now you have to go back, cowboy.
Thanks a lot for teaching me. I appreciate it. Oh.
I think you did a good job teaching him.
He knew where you were going to be right in there.
Yeah,
he figured he paid attention to your bid, and he says, let me see. I don't know what
to do. You said you talked about it at home.
She got your kitchen bugged or something?
That's funny.
So I'm saying it's probably between those two.
Yeah.
You know, and we have a lot of experience with this one.
Yeah.
I mean, for the difference in price, this would be a flip of a coin almost to me at these numbers. It's completely up to you guys.
Yeah, if you want to go with a little bidder, you take Allstate. I mean,
right. I don't see any huge difference. Looks like you taught him how to write a bid. Apparently.
His price per ton is cheaper. And that's
just
a
little bit cheaper. And that's where
a little bit cheaper on the cold planing and a little cheaper per ton.
Yeah.
He's going to use the same tonnage.
Everything else is about the same.
Everything else is the same number.
And if Norm taught him, they're going to have a good quality product too.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Right?
No guarantee.
Okay.
It's not my place to put anything, but I...
Don't get him. He's out recording. Like, you're going to get...
You know, too,
well, Hutchins ain't
he's
small
out recording.
These guys, they aren't small guys.
Okay.
Yeah, no, neither one of them are small.
I know how big Mike is, but...
Yeah, neither one of them are small.
Neither
one
of them. I don't even think Gray's as small anymore.
I don't know.
I feel like they're getting pretty big at this point.
I think.
Yeah.
They must. So I don't know.
Is all the asphalt basically about the same?
I mean, all comes from the same place, not for near.
No, because they'll make theirs up at Irisburg, right?
No, they make theirs. You got yours out of Waterford this last time, right? Yeah.
No, St. Albans.
St. Albans?
Yeah.
Swan.
Yep.
Swan. Last year we got it, when we did East Hill, you got it out of
Waterford, yeah.
And where does this Allstate get theirs from?
They got a plant right there.
In right, Irisburg, right? That's yeah. What I said. Theirs were coming out of that pan, but that gully at the top on the right,
yep.
Right?
Yep. Yeah. They're the high guys. They're high already. This one's middle. This one's low. So, I mean, I suppose in deference to taxpayers, we should go with a low bidder. I mean, it's just how it is.
That's if you know. I assume unless that you know, they'll have the same product. Everything, the blacktop will be, everything should be the same as far as we know.
Yep.
Now, you already paved this once, right?
No.
Yeah, we did the base coat this fall.
The base coat this year.
Yeah.
So there's no... He did the reclaiming part of it and put the base down.
There won't be any conflict of putting this other on top. You know, they don't do that. Nobody does it different. I don't know shit about paving. So.
No. So you apply a glue in between the two layers. Yeah. That's called tack coat.
Yeah.
You know, so...
Yeah. So it wouldn't matter. It doesn't matter. You know. So I guess that's where we're at. I'd say we got to go with these guys, based on.
If we're getting the same product in there, because the money's close enough for me. If it wasn't in there, what would
you do?
You know what I would do. I'll ask.
Pike Street is good over the years. I mean,
they have, you know, so there's something to be said for that too, which is why the price difference. If it was a lot more, I wouldn't be hedging much. But you guys have done well by us over the years, you know.
Well, thank you.
And that's much appreciated. So yeah. If it was a lot, if it was less than, that's not enough money to sneeze at in these times. It ain't even hard to buy my groceries, you know. The difference, so.
You eat pretty good then, $10,000.
That's for the year.
Oh, for the year.
It's probably still pretty good.
I don't know.
But we couldn't go a year on $10,000
for our groceries. No, you starve to death. So, I mean, there's one thing to think about, but again, he's been up there and knows the job, so. And all they've done is just look at it.
Whatever you'd like to do.
Whatever I'd like to do. I think it's whatever the three of us would like to do. You know, and like I said, you have treated us very well over the years, so it makes me, if you were this high, that would make the decisions a hell of a lot easier. In my eyes, right? I've taken a lot of bids over the years, not for paving, but for buildings and things, and it's like, typically at the end.
When do you plan on doing this?
You got room enough, your schedule, no problem.
It's pretty wide open.
They've got some culverts left to change in the spring. You got some on this other end that should be changed. Mm-hmm. Well, the upper end is all set for coplaning and stuff. But.
We'll do it earlier than we did this. We won't run into October, November again.
I would say after July 1st would be a good time to do it. That way you would have your extra money.
Possible, that's all.
Yeah. You'd have your extra money and your grant. You have all summer for your grant to be done. So if you got it done July, sometime 1st of July, that would give you a few months to get your culverts in and get them paved in.
Yeah.
So you got plenty of room.
December 31st.
Huh?
Got to be done by
December 31st, 2027. So,
2027.
Yeah.
So you got 2 years.
We got 2 years.
We ain't not waiting.
So for all of me, you know, based on they've already done this job and they've done, you know, I think we can use our. I would make a motion that we accept this one. What do you think?
The pipe?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, they've treated us real good. They've done a lot of stuff. They paved the job already once. It's $800.
I mean, Hutchins, I can't say Allstate. They do good work too.
I know. Yeah. I mean,
did you get them people to figure that? Did you talk to you about the bulge on the Knowles Flat Road?
That's next.
I'm going to discuss that next.
Well, I know
that's next.
Yeah. just want to see if he finally got through there to be able to do it. I'm in favor of the Pike doing. They've done good work for us. They've done the work in here.
And it's $9,800.
They also did that nobody else wanted to back when the petroleum was going to be high. They held their bid
for us
5 months on there, and they didn't charge us any more, even though the fuel had gone back up.
If we signed
the contract.
I don't know if you guys lost money on that job, but you didn't make as much as you were going to.
That's right.
I can tell you, I can do math. Yeah. I can't do paving, but I know mathematics. And you guys didn't make, based on the prices that went up, I'm real good friends with a guy that works for you.
Yeah.
And he's like, the price of asphalt went way up, and you guys didn't move your price.
Right. Well, that's why they couldn't afford to buy Warren a new shovel. They had to put the pipe in the handle for it.
Yeah. Probably. So, I guess, the motion's on the table to accept Pike's bid for the Norton Road job.
By you?
And we'll be able to get it done earlier than the October this year.
Yes, and in the spec it also says it's going to be done by September 15th.
Yeah.
Okay, so earlier than the last one, that's all.
Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah. So it's after July 1st. You
get started.
Yeah.
But it should.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know who's going to be in here and there, but whoever comes in next to do the culvert and stuff, they can go from there.
Yeah.
I can help them with it, but they'll have to figure out how they're going to do it.
Okay, so I'm happy with that as long as we're not going to be done in the late season again. We got a little late on this other one.
Part of that was me too. Yeah. So.
Well, no, whatever, but the weather held off. We got lucky, but if we had been colder in there, it would have been down to where it was.
Yeah.
Was a lot.
They paved it the next week it snowed and it hasn't left.
Yeah, so. Thank you.
A second?
Yes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Eyes have it. Pike is going to do the job on North Road for us.
For the
Could I get one of them signed?
Yeah.
That way it's within the 7-day window.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unless you wanted it.
So what we're doing that, we'll discuss with you.
Yeah.
Noel Flat, Youth League Cable.
Yes, Youth League Cable. Jeff called me last week. He basically at this point wants to know what works best for everybody, what's easiest.
Thank you.
Do you want him to cut Norm a check right now? Norm takes care of it in the spring. Do you want him to cut the town a check? Do you want him to? Do you want to be removed from the situation?
No, I think we decided it's going to Pike. That we
Jeff,
had nothing to do with it. We're
Jeff
not the
to
one
deal with him directly. We're out.
And have they already bared the pipe back, or is they got the pipe lower? Or is it still just?
Yeah, they put a new pipe in.
So there's it's not just 8 inches down anymore,
no.
And it's gone.
Yeah.
So when they take this out. What are you planning on doing? Cutting, unfortunately, both sides of that, and then
I think that's all he's gonna
filling
do.
It and digging it out, or filling it
so
deep and making sure. What are you?
This is the same.
Down below the asphalt.
Yeah.
You
get one copy.
He gets
one.
Okay, then they'll grade that in.
I mean,
and then
good,
you leave that for a while before you go and let us pack it.
That's right.
And pack it down like you usually do, and then you'll come back through in a month or two, and then you'll pave that part in there.
Yep.
Okay.
We'll try to coordinate it so then when we're in town, we'll do everything.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure that they're going to down there, because we paid a lot of money to have that done, and then they got the hump in here, and it's getting worse. So, all right.
All right, so then Eustace needs to deal with him directly. We're out of it.
That's what we decided. We
That'd
didn't
be great.
Need
I know, you were pretty adamant about having them take care of their problem.
Yeah, because then they can fight with him, whatever, to get the money. We don't have to be involved. We get enough involved in enough stuff. We're not the one that caused it.
I gave him the smartphone.
The original.
Yep.
Yeah, okay, perfect. Thank you.
So you'll deal with him. Is that fine?
Yes.
You'll deal with him and get it done.
And you're going
to
read that.
I'll reach out to him tomorrow.
Okay.
And let him know.
And you let us know when you've got
correct.
You got it?
Yep. And
this has been,
you don't hear from him.
Because this has been going on for over 2 years now.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to have you bid on paving the whole road again before they get that hump fixed.
Well, it's all right.
Yeah, sure. It's
all right, thank you very much.
Give our regards.
Merry Christmas to you.
Give our regards to your son.
Yep. Happy holidays.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, my wife.
Yeah.
All right, so now we're going to move. We don't need to do other highway yet because we can skip back up and sign these stupid orders. Remind me again why you have to sign these.
So you were authorizing her to pay the bills.
Well, I know that. But
yeah. She can't pay the bills without our signature.
Well, she could if you told her.
No, because you can come right on there and say you got an invoice on there. Say it's one of mine. You don't like it. I want to pay all of them except for this one.
I could, but why would I do such a thing?
Well, you never know.
You do sound like somebody else right there that says that.
What's that?
Somebody else says that. You never know.
You never know.
I don't know who it is, but it sounded just like them. Whoever it was. I did take a trip over.
I think we need
to
camp room? Spot.
Okay.
I'll take the trip over there. Go over and get the paper. We're going to follow that right to the bitter end.
I had Ryan take a video of it today.
I actually
took the video.
Stupid.
No.
But anyways, I went around that road. And it looks like that kind of didn't look too bad.
This ain't bad now, no. I think he's getting educated.
Good. Yeah, what was it, Sunday? Saturday or Sunday? I skipped around that way just for the hell of it. Yeah, holy shit, sand is... I was thinking about the price of dirt the other day when we were ordering this. I was just thinking about it, and I look and, like, I notice you come up my L and you're only dumping sand on the way down. Savings.
I don't need it. I tried, like, when we're going around, like, over East Hill, plow my hills and corners going up through, and then I sand everything coming back.
Yeah, there you
go. If the storm's not done, I'm only sanding the hills and corners when I'm coming back.
Yeah.
Because you don't need it, because if it's not done, then I'll go
just
back.
Gonna plow
as it is, we're plowing a lot of it off right now. You go through, and the snowbanks are brown, but... If you don't put the sand down, people can't go.
Complain.
So this is, I rewrote that paragraph that was in the town plan about the maintaining the...
Thank you. Yeah, I like it. It is the responsibility of the landowner.
So
yes,
you can...
Right, so if you give me the okay, I'll send that to Alec to have him redo that paragraph.
I just rewrote it so that it doesn't talk about you maintaining people's private roads.
Yeah, the other way was a little bit gray.
Well, it was misleading.
It was a little misleading where in an emergency,
maintaining private roads.
In emergency, we might incur some expenses. Well, no.
Well, I mean, if there's an emergency, you're not going to leave somebody there. But
right.
I think
if you chose to do that, that's you.
That's a different story.
To doing it.
You shouldn't commit to it. That's right. Yeah, maintaining. I like that. That looks good.
And about the only thing we do help with for emergency stuff, as far as
if somebody's
like
trapped.
In wintertime, is if Thank they you. Need to get a fire truck and we'll sand the driveway.
Right.
We're not
right.
supposed to be on private property, but we do. Occasionally, like sand somebody's driveway or when that guy died in the fire up on the hill, we took a bucket loader up because there was no driveway plowed up through there, and we went with a bucket loader to open it up so they could get their stuff up there.
Right, but I think that's kind of you don't have to publicize it.
Right, because you don't have to do that. You're doing that.
You're doing that as a...
Because it's been brought to our attention to stay off private property.
Right.
Yeah.
Our attorney. It's an emergency. All right. We'll send that.
I think that the wording that you got in there now is
good.
Better.
Much clearer.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
I gotta have another one. It's just one of the ones you already looked at, but you don't sign.
Yeah, I don't sign the payroll.
Right.
I just can't sign to pay myself.
But he didn't sign it. He's not going to get paid. That's right.
Well, if you got to describe it around my paycheck, tell him Melissa not to pay me.
So what's the... this may be a dumb question. I've been sitting around here for 4.5 years, and I still don't know. So in Hyde Park, they got that guy...
Administrative assistant?
Yeah. Do they do this every meeting? Same thing?
Yeah.
In Hyde Park?
You have to sign the orders, yes.
That's like a state law or something.
I cannot spend money without your permission.
Without the board's permission.
That's a law.
That's the reason why she can do her payroll is because at the beginning of the... right after town meeting, we authorized her to do payroll, payroll only.
Right.
Yeah, I know. So after, I'm just curious about how that got established over the years. Like,
because you're in charge of the money by law.
By law.
Yes.
So in Morrisville, they have a guy that makes $100,000 or whatever.
Town administrator.
Is he authorizing this?
If you
this?
Have a town yes, possibly. I bet town he administrator, is. I think, takes the place of select board.
I bet he is. I bet he's authorizing payment of all the bills directly.
But they're still the ones responsible for the money.
Without talking.
That's by
they
law.
Are, but they probably give him.
The select board has to decide how to spend it, and probably the administrator can say,
can
yes,
write
you
the
can
checks.
Spend it.
Yeah. Up to whatever you authorize to spend on.
Like you, we can spend up to $3,000 without your permission.
Sure.
I mean,
in the
but
road.
Where do you, like you, we can, I took the truck down and have it worked on, it's $4,400.
What are you going to do?
You know, I've already spent the money. I didn't ask your permission. I told you I was going to take the truck down there. You could say, hey, I didn't tell you to fix that truck.
Right.
I could, but that'd be dumb.
You still have to authorize it.
But
and
you could say, well,
you're off, I shouldn't say you're in charge of the money. You're in charge of the spending of the money.
Right, and I think what happens in a town like Morrisville is they authorize that guy, the head guy,
the town administrator,
to spend the money. I think they authorize him. They don't.
I still feel there should be more than one person looking at,
well,
at the
so
books
too.
Because if you don't have more than one person, that's where the embezzling stuff starts come in.
Well, that's where weird stuff starts.
And that's why you have people like Leslie
auditors.
Who check everything over as an auditor, say, hey, why'd you pay this guy this? Anyway.
It's good that we got people to do that.
Mm-hmm. I think the town of Hyde Park selected a water department should have.
They might have had a slip.
I think they were impressed with us at our last meeting down at the fire station.
Well, you think so?
Because we have enough money in their fund to be able
to cover
help.
Their crap.
For an over expenditure that they want to do down there without raising their budget this year.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do know the fire department was very thankful that there is a reserve and that we have the money for them.
I think they're quite surprised that you said yes so easily, but exactly what you're telling them, you just need to ask ahead of time.
Just ask ahead of time so we can think about it, plan on it, understand what the expense is.
If
it's a righteous expense, we're not that hard to get along with.
I just don't like going in there and saying, okay, we just passed your budget of $46,000. Now we need another $25,000 a year for air packs. And now we need, on a third item, we need another $20,000 for new gear.
Let us figure it out.
Put it all elsewhere. When we walk in the room, we're voting on the budget for you for the year. Don't add it up into three different little things.
Yeah, so they had this paving in there, right? And we'd already discussed it before the meeting. How we wanted to handle it. And it's like, Hyde Park is... I would like to do a research project. We can't find some college student that needs a, you know, internship or something. I would like to understand the roughly financial status of every town in this state.
That's a lot of work.
In terms of what?
So, where they stand with their money?
The town of Eden, as far as I know, operates almost completely differently from every other town in the state. Mm-hmm. Every town I'm aware of that I talk to anybody or talk to them about it runs zero margin, right? They run, if they need to buy something, they borrow the money. They float a bond. Bigger towns, cities float bonds and do stuff. But we got to buy a bunch of stuff this year. Oh, we got to add all this big shit to our budget. Whereas somehow, years ago, some people smarter than me.
No, it wasn't that. I don't think it was people.
They started setting aside a little money for this, a little money for that, and then we got the gift fund.
The gift fund is certainly, one piece, and the good neighbor fund, I mean, that's a big chunk. Not everybody has wind towers, Dexter.
We started to reserve fund when I started.
Yeah.
Right, but it was when I got on the board. But every time, they never gave any money back to the taxpayer.
Over the years, yeah.
So every time that there was a surplus in the, you decide what your budget is, you don't spend it all, they kept it.
Yeah.
They kept it. Well,
you know, and then I got on the board and I said, you can't, you know, you can't.
Legally, you're not supposed to do that.
You can't do that. Can't, yeah. I mean, you know, yes, it gave us this incredible cushion.
Yes.
That no other towns have.
No other towns.
No, I don't think any other towns that. Have.
They run like the government.
They
the
run
deficit. Right.
Near deficit or
right.
zero sum.
Right. But that's, I mean, there used to be an article in the Warning, I mean, not that long ago, that said, basically, will you let us borrow, will you borrow money if we need it? Well, you know, we took that out. We don't need to borrow any money. I mean, we borrowed money to buy a truck
that.
Or.
I remember that when I was a kid. But I also remember the guy from. I think it was Austin Western, the grader they bought when I was
years ago, I would have
been 6 or 7 years old, maybe. I remember that guy coming to the house with the big contracts and all that. And my father talking to my uncle about it. I remember them talking about it. They had the money, the town of Eden had the cash to buy that grader outright. But instead they got the money from the state for, I think, 0%.
That interest, right?
So whoever my father was talking to and whoever was talking about it, they were, I don't know why I remember this. I remember it like clear as yesterday. It's right in front of the fireplace in that old house. I can remember it just like it happened yesterday. You know, I remember my father saying, why would we not borrow this money?
And it continued that
kind of a pattern over the years. Right.
That with the draw.
Right.
And we've continued it. I don't see other towns, the budget process in some of these other towns, I hear these guys at work talking about it, is a nightmare because they never have enough money. And they've always got to risk raising taxes all the time. I mean, when we go through our budget, it's going to look really close to last year's, right? We know what we spent. We kind of got an idea of what we're going to spend. Any of these big things, we have these reserves and these things where we can new stuff to take care of that.
Right, but you guys are also extremely fiscally conservative, which has been to your benefit and been to everybody's benefit. Right?
A little bit.
Yeah.
But I also had a pretty good discussion. I was talking to Chastity Fayon from Hyde Park. I'm like, why would we not just sell this building, sell the town garage, sell all the trucks? The town goes has a going out of business sale. We're done. We're not the town of Eden anymore. We don't have any responsibility for anything. The state wants to take it over anyways. Because what are we doing? We're maintaining the roads and picking up stray dogs. What else are we doing?
Well, I think there's just a tiny bit more than that.
Like what? What?
We just spent a lot of money. We just
spent a lot of money, yeah. What else are we doing? We're maintaining the roads and picking up stray dogs. That's what we do.
Okay.
I don't know what else we do. Everything else we do is work that's made by doing all that other stuff.
Somebody's got to do it.
Why? They can do it. They want to control the school. They run and control the school. We have no input.
Well, they're going to control the property value.
They're going to control the property. They're going to zone everything. So why not let them take care of the roads?
So where are you going to live?
And I'm going to live in my house.
When they make it so that the taxes are so high, you ain't going to be able to afford to live around here.
If you don't have the right people in here managing your money,
it's no different than if you do it with your own home. You have to manage, not overspend.
No, but property taxes don't fund the state road funds. So as soon as we're done, the state has to come up with that money, however they get their money. Income taxes,
don't worry,
and lotteries.
They're going to
that direction.
Yeah.
Good
night, guys. See you later. Thank you.
Thank you.
Where do you think your school taxes come from?
That's what I mean.
Thank you.
That's what I mean. I believe they are.
I don't know. You better look at them.
I look at them. They kind of got rattled around. We went south there for a minute.
Okay, they're all gone.
All right.
Kind of went south for a while.
That happens.
And then on other...
We got to review the minutes first.
Excuse me. Well, we were still on the highway, so I was going to do that.
Oh, okay.
We're going back to signing orders.
All right, so let's get the minutes
out. Keep me straight, then.
Yeah.
Let's get the minutes out of the way.
I didn't see a problem with the minutes.
No. There was two sets of them, right?
Yep.
11:25, 12:03.
One down at the fire station in our regular meeting.
So
I'll make a motion to approve 11/25/25 and 12/3/25 as written.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Now we're going to move down to 10C Other. The Highway Department update.
So, Vinci Corp put together this plan.
See that? What a big thing.
For their, this is a grant. The last project down there will be all designed. But just to give you a better idea of what they're putting in for a structure down there.
Yeah, what we were looking at.
Yeah. Earlier, yeah. So the first page you were looking at the other day was that upside down? Yes, upside down. Sorry. I got a copy of it, but that's all right.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
so it gives you the location. This kind of screwed me up when I was looking at it. I'm saying Eden's over here, but they got Waterville and Belvedere and Albany doing this. But this is the where it's bought, and it just gives you a bigger property here. It gives all the construction notes and everything
this is
on
the
it.
Detail.
Yeah. This is a part of this that goes in here.
Yeah. This is our road. Yeah.
Guyon River.
Yeah. So that's that one. And this first one, page, is a design of what's there.
Okay,
that's
so
what's
that's
there
okay.
Now.
This, yeah. Is
this is the repair that you did. That's that repair you did on the up one side there.
Yeah.
Whatever.
And then it gives a detail of what the road is and stuff. And the next one is the design of your new structure.
Yeah.
So,
right. So it's a little bit on this one too, just like down the
a little bit longer.
There, no, recast.
Yeah.
And so this one here, the wing walls and everything are precast.
They all come and they set them.
So if somebody comes in with a bid and they want to pour the abutments in place, you can still do that.
Yeah, because they set, like you do the other one, set the precast right now on top.
Yeah.
Of it. Yeah.
So there's that. And he is 20, and he gives you the detail of the road as it, as you go.
Wide, yeah.
Here's the detail of the bridge.
Yeah.
So
river.
We want
it 20.
Is that 28, right? You want
28 across here.
Is that what we got it this time?
From then it's going to be 28 between the guardrails.
He, yeah.
It does show the details over here.
That's a cross section.
Because that was one of the things down there we wanted to make sure and we didn't.
Yeah, I did. I guess it's back one page.
They went 28.
Yeah, that's four page.
Should be on this one. Thing.
Oh, there should be another detail right here.
Oh yeah, guardrail.
Guardrail 28 between the guardrails and your 24 pavement.
Yeah.
So and then you got your.
Okay, yeah, he's got the 28 up there.
Yeah.
Okay,
and this is paved to here, and then this is roll off gravel.
Your basically shows you here's your bank ground gravel and your crusher run, and then everything up through.
That's what the big run was, our bank run?
That's basically bank run. That's your subgrade, and this is your
crush,
and then your...
Oh, yeah, because all the little circles are the same size.
Yeah.
And these will be bolted on, like, down below? The guardrails that goes across the
They'll bridge? Be bolted into... There'll be a thing on top of the bridge,
right.
Whether it bolts to the side of it or however they do it.
Yeah.
But these are on the inside. But I'm saying one's going across here, right?
This is the detail of off each side of it.
Right.
Cool. Yeah, he does a pretty good job.
The thing with what we've been having luck with these guys is he did all the engineering and everything versus what they do for a third the price of what, like, Tyler...
Oh, yeah. Even on a lot less money. There's
a lot
question.
Less money.
Oh, yeah.
And your engineering, your permits are all done. Yeah, this is all this is the print that the permits go with. So if that bridge goes out tomorrow,
boom, done.
You can go and you can hand that, and we can put that right out to bid. It's all done.
It's all done.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. Right,
and you get a grant to do it, so you're in that way there.
Make sure it's a safe place for this.
Is that?
So should I go down with my spoon?
Are those 5 foot planks?
Well,
it should be 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45. Is that what that book was? 45.
That will want later if
It might be because he, like he said, because of the skill of.
I just was curious, that's all, because usually they don't
see,
go.
See, here's your edge of your road.
Yeah.
And see, so he has to go further here and further here to get it.
To get it long enough.
Yeah,
see, the new bridge is definitely longer.
Yeah, if you were to pour this, if this was all poured in place.
you could pour your deck like
you could tuck it a little.
Yeah, because that would be poured.
Because it's precast. Yeah.
Somewhere they usually have a detail of what the width of that precast is going to be.
Right here.
Yeah. Somewhere there should be a dimension on that.
Yeah.
Four inches deep.
The weep hole.
5'11"
Okay.
5'11" Typical. So almost 6 feet.
Yeah. So that makes it in here.
It's pretty well.
Yeah.
And it tells you
53 feet
right here what each ones are on there. So.
Oh yeah, this is very very well done print.
And it's understandable. It's a nice drawing too. Yeah. They're doing a nice drawing in there.
Well, they've been doing it for a couple. See, these are precast footings.
Right.
And then there's your wing walls. Yeah. Each one comes labeled. And the thing is, if you buy the product from them, they send two guys over to help you set this.
Oh, no, she
doesn't. Oh, yeah.
You get the screen all set.
10-foot wing wall on this side.
One day they'll set that.
Oh, yeah. This don't take long. Precast like that.
And this is all precast. Going back.
Probably 2 days if you did the footing. Because they do one day. They get all your precast footing set into place.
And then yeah, it's a day to move a crane in there.
Yeah.
Takes time to move those big things.
And I found out with a crane, they charge you so much a day.
No matter what.
No matter what. So at the end of the night, if the guy says, I'll come back tomorrow morning and tear down because it's late and I got to go. No, you tear your crane down now. If you want to park it off the side, you can. Because you don't, when he comes in the next morning.
It's another day.
They charge you another $10,000.
Just because. That's a Raymond Chauvin special right there.
I found little things like that.
It'll take a day.
Yeah.
And it's like last week. We'll tear it down tomorrow.
The day we had the structure all set and he was all done. But he had go places.
Yeah.
So he said, I'll be back in the morning and take it down. Yeah, no problem. Road's closed anyways. Well, at the end of the next, when he come back, we got an extra bill.
For another whole day.
For a whole day.
Crane's tied up. Or whatever.
It wasn't tied up. It's just that
they knew what they were doing,
but I didn't.
Yeah, they know what they're
doing. Shame on. Is it
so, shame on you. Yeah, you got places to go. You tear your crane down. You can park your car off the side if you want, but you're done today.
Yeah, and it's one day for us.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's your day. You can do what you want.
So it looks like we're ready with that there.
That's yeah, we're ready to go. And Molly's putting the paperwork together to get that paid for, right?
Yeah.
Well, I need Mitchie's bill.
Yeah. But you want me to call Chad, tell him we'll accept these plans?
Yes, you need
I think they look good.
I mean, you need to let Chad know that you accept
them. I can call him in the morning, but if you guys are happy with
it. As far as I can tell, what we've looked at tonight in here looks
those
like...
Those are really nice, very well done prints. Yeah. I mean,
they've been all surveyed.
But the 28 foot's what we got in there, the length in there, we have to go whatever they figured they've done.
Well, they have to go that long.
Well, because of the angle of the river.
They aren't allowed to change the direction there.
And we got the guardrail details all in there. They're going to use precast this time.
The precast is good, but the guardrails will be steel guardrails.
Yeah, right, but the precast is different than what they poured down here.
Yeah, they'll be bolted to precast. Yeah. So you can change them out if you bent.
And then we'll be all new guardrails with the bracing and everything on there anyway.
Yep.
So then once we've accepted that, then we'll go out and bids with it.
When we decide to build it.
Yeah. Whenever you decide.
Right, that's what I'm saying, when we're ready to go.
If they're on the road, if you say you have a flood, and that bridge goes out, or say it collapses tomorrow.
Right.
You're ready to go.
Settling down, that's what I'm saying, it's already go to here and here, so.
Yeah, so that gives us a good, little bit of an insurance policy there in case something happens, which is nice, and they did a good job.
Yeah.
I'm more than happy to pay for a separate print like that.
So I'll let him know tomorrow that we're going to accept the plan.
Yeah.
And then he'll put things together and send it. Because he got all the permits and everything. We met with Chris Burnell down there from A&R. Everything within one day. So.
Okay. So we're going to ratify additions or deletions. There ain't any. So good. Grant update discussion.
Anything that you need to talk about?
Basically we're just plowing and sanding right now.
Do you want to show the video or no?
It's all going to come out in the wash.
I think Melissa wanted to talk to him about what the lawyer wants to know. What we want in a letter sent to him. Do we want a letter directly sent in to remove the blocks and stuff from the road, or do you want to send a letter that he had written for us last time and just saying that? Because
We did a video this morning.
I think you need, your letter needs to be specific, so the lawyer needs to know what you want to say.
I don't stop that video as it's going.
I don't feel like the generic don't put things in the right of way is what we're looking for.
No, I think
well, that's where we're starting down this, by the camper. That's where Phil Coleman used to live.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So you're coming from the north end there.
Yeah.
I just drove down through there the other day. I saw it. And then.
Let me know when you
stop it. Stop.
Over right here. So he's got the block.
See the concrete block right in the snowbank?
Yeah.
And then see the other stuff he's showing? He's
putting. See the rip, I haven't seen the. What is the markers? Are they
behind that vehicle.
Okay.
You can't even
that
see.
That road right through there is only, if you're 18 feet, you're lucky.
Yeah.
You can't even see his pen.
Keep going a little bit, and I'll show you where his pen is. Right, so.
Them cones are his.
Those cones are his on top of the cement.
Yeah.
See the concrete things are sticking out?
Yeah.
So that's, and it bent that the tip of that new wing.
So that cement wall I'm looking at with the cones, that's the inside that, right away.
That right there is a steel fence. Up right there, that's a steel fence that he put in, and they're cemented into the ground.
And that's inside, right?
By 10 feet.
All right, so all that's going to be moved. Yeah. That needs to be written specifically, right in a letter, and he's got a certain number of days to move it.
How long do you want him to move? Melissa asked me questions the other day. So how many days do you want for him to be able to move it?
Legally, what do we have to give him?
That's the question.
I wouldn't give him 5 minutes, but that's me.
30 days?
I don't know.
I don't know if it's 30 days, whatever it's legal. I would think that if we gave him
whatever's
10
legal.
Days, or at least make efforts within 10 days, but have to be done by 30 days.
I would say.
After 30 days, issue him the ticket of $1,000 that the lawyer said that he can receive.
It's so much a day he can receive.
So much a day.
I thought he on the last one he said, or is it up to $1,000?
No, so much a day, every day, till it's moved, obstructing the roadway.
Somewhere I read $1,000, so I didn't know.
Well, so whatever it is, I would say reasonable amount of time is 10 days, my opinion.
Yeah.
But if we're stuck by law to make it 30,
yeah,
then that's what we'll have to do, right? But I also think the letter should reference that. Maybe reference that picture and include that picture with arrows and graphs and pointers showing this is the stuff that's got to be gone. End of this day.
Up to $1,000. So I don't know if it's so much a day, up to $1,000. So it's up to $1,000 along with the cost of repairs and reasonable attorney's fees. And if you have somebody move it, I think that goes to him as well.
Yeah.
Right.
Which I would have somebody else move it.
Yeah, hire a contractor, absolutely. And get a cop with them. And,
yep.
You know, it's going to cost the town money.
No, it's going to cost him money.
Well, we're going to bill him.
Yeah.
And then we're going to.
30 days.
And the town only has one recourse if somebody owes the town money. Put a lien on their property. So, you know, he's going to have to deal with that at some point. So that's, I think the letter should have referenced that picture we're looking at right there.
Okay, so print this.
With pointers and arrows. Hey, here's the stuff. Maybe we even reference, hey, we've already damaged the plow truck by hitting a hidden
my finger in that probably a picture of the wing.
Hidden piece of concrete or something. So with all that in consideration, kind of, you know, you've got X number of days, whatever the legal is.
I
would say to have. Maybe we got to think about 10 days to have a valid plan with a contractor in place to move this stuff.
If you're going to do that, then you got to follow through in 10 days.
And you got to follow through in 10 days.
You guys have to follow through in 10 days.
Yeah, we don't want to do that.
So I mean,
I'll go. And
I think the letter should basically state that.
Yeah, here's what's going to happen.
We've been trying to work with him over the last few years on trying to get so that we have room to maintain our road up there. And it doesn't seem to be following through, and we just spent money surveying the right-of-way, and they're aware of where the edge of the right-of-way is now, and
your stuff's got to be out of the way.
Because they're not following through working with us on it, we're asking stuff within the right-of-way to be removed. Is that a fair? Is that
so all stuff other than the garage, I assume, because I have the garage corner?
Yeah.
Right.
That means the concrete blocks, the fence, the cones,
vehicles,
the cars, vehicles, got to be out of there. Exactly. And if they're not out of there by whatever our legal, you know, 10 days, 30, whatever the number is, then we will proceed at his expense.
Legal action then.
Well, no, we'll proceed at his expense to have that shit removed.
You may have to, he may say you may have to take him to court to have it done.
How about we take necessary action
to
have the situation rectified at your expense?
Yep.
It's going to be perfect. At his expense.
Perfect.
Right. Okay, we're gonna... Well, the lawyer will reword it, but I'll give
him understood.
He'll get the gist of it.
Right.
And that's registered, certified, hand-delivered, whatever.
And once he gets a copy of that,
then I will
take that and hand it to his probation officer.
Yes, please. The clock will start ticking.
I'm assuming that this should be addressed to both of them.
They both, whoever's name is on the property.
There's a life estate. You can look at it either way.
It's a life estate.
What does that mean?
He's added his son's name, but it only becomes him after he dies.
That's fine. It's on there.
It is on.
So both names then.
Yeah, I mean, he could drop dead tomorrow and his kid needs to get the letter.
Okay. I think that's probably...
He's on the deed as a... Who's going to inherit the property? That's how it works.
Mm-hmm.
I get that.
Do you want to also say that he'll be fined whatever...
Whatever, the if the lawyer thinks that should be in there. I think he had that $1,000 in there.
Whatever the fine per day is, we'll start accruing after the 10 days, and we'll continue to accrue until we have
resolved it.
Till the items are removed. And you've already addressed up above how the, you know, that we're going to figure out how to get them moved.
Just nickel and dime us.
Right.
Yeah, we got to just finish this up and move on.
Okay.
Because last year he came out and... basically said I hit him with a plow and wing, which
you had a video.
There wasn't. That never happened.
Yeah.
But am I going to have the same thing occur again? Yeah. So, you know.
So you can ask the lawyer if he wants to include this picture as well. You know,
Matt Reed referenced the survey, and I think he wrote on there the stuff that we put in
after. That's not the new one.
I don't want the new one. I want the first one to see what was already there.
The blocks were there.
The blocks. So there was no fence, though.
No fence.
So this stuff...
Blocks as in the ones that they placed, not the dug blocks. The ones from last year.
Not these ones with the cones.
Those were there.
Oh, these were there?
Yeah, but he shoved them out.
Okay.
And now he put...
No, I just want to clear. We're talking about the blocks that they were moving back and forth.
Yeah, they were there.
That's those. Not the blocks that the fence has gone into.
No.
Okay.
Those are poured concrete.
But that's new since this.
Yes.
Okay.
In the right of way.
And I think Matt put that on the thing.
We put it on the new one, but I just wanted to clarify because this is concrete blocks. So I want to make sure that I'm talking about the correct thing when I explain it to the lawyer.
Yeah. And you can probably just send him a copy of that and a copy of the new one. Stuff he's put in there since the survey was done.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if I have a PDF of the new one, but I can get it from Matt.
I think he was going to give details of stuff that was in there.
There is on the new one.
Yeah.
So I'll just send the lawyer both of them.
Like he said, the fence wasn't there when we did the...
Right.
When we did the... Put the right-of-way stakes in. The fence with the concrete stakes in it.
Yeah, they were not there. We're not there. And then
that's something he just added.
He put them in after he saw where you guys put the...
Yeah. And what?
Dumb.
And then one of the property owners on the end of the road removed the one. Plowed it right out.
Whoops.
Okay, so the fence itself was put up after you put the orange stakes in.
Correct.
So we should... we'll have to replace that one in spring or later. Or somebody.
I'll put a metal one up.
You probably... I don't know who it was. But if you can hit stuff by accident, I know. I'll just give everybody the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
Maybe, maybe not.
I think maybe they didn't stand like where it was. I don't know. But there's a speed limit and weight limit sign, and I placed it right behind it. And I pushed snow on this side of it.
to crowd it over the bank.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm not pushing up in their driveway. Well, they're pushing all their snow down here, and they pushed it right over the top. They're packing it in. They pack it in there and it sits overnight and freezes like 20 below, I'm not going to keep running the truck into that. So now I just clean the intersection and it carries it right back up the road. They're hurting themselves. Before I clean the intersection, I push it out. So I'm not pushing it back in the driveway. I try to work with them.
Way and just keep moving
it. Yeah, and then I can keep it over the bank.
Yeah.
And then if it gets tripped belt up, I'll bring the loader
up. Move it out of the way,
So, Ricky, you said the whole entire road is 18 feet at this point. Both sides.
I can measure it in the morning, but now I'll
just
give you a definite.
Give an idea.
You're lucky. If
yeah, I mean, and we've already established that the rough average travel portion is 25 everywhere in town, almost everywhere.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We measured that dozens of places.
You think we're putting our guardrails back 28 feet just so we don't damage them or damage equipment.
Right.
So that's what we're expecting is 28 feet, which is 14 feet each side. And from the tip of our plow to the tip of our wing is roughly 15. We call it 14, but it, you know, trying to judge everything.
You have to suck it in a little in some places.
When we ask people to put their mailboxes and stuff in, we say put them back 15 feet, 15, 16 feet off the road, so that when we plow by, we're not
hitting the mailboxes. At least clipping them,
Some people are good about it, and they keep them cleaned out, but if they don't keep them cleaned out, then the next thing you know, we're hitting the mailboxes.
Yeah.
Or we don't really hit them, the snow, but basically the snow just keep pushing them away.
Pushes them over, because it's heavy.
Did it push yours over yet?
No, I'm still waiting to find out who hit that one, my rock one in there, because they had a jar of their teeth.
Mine used to spin around, but I think it's...
No, it still spins.
Does it still? Yeah. Once in a while. I tried to spin it by hand the other day, I couldn't move it.
You want me to rub it a little bit? I've been trying not to rub it, but... When I had the old truck, you used to come out of there, it could turn sharper.
It could turn sharper,
right?
Yeah.
And that, in the bottom of the top of the wing would just hit that thing, and it would just spin right around the other way.
Yeah.
And of course, they didn't have to shovel their mailbox that way.
But now, with the bigger truck, I have to keep it scooped out.
I could crowd it, but I'm trying not to.
No, don't do that. If you get in that corner, it'll start to...
Yeah, because Mike doesn't like it when I crowd his lawn.
No, I know. I get it. So I keep the mailbox cleaned out. But I noticed it when the truck got bigger. He can't turn quite as sharp, But you could back up and crowd it. Then you're rolling the sod and get onto his lawn.
I back up anyways.
It's 6-1, half a dozen the other, right? 100 years from now, nobody's going to know the difference. One or the other.
Won't have mailboxes, huh?
Won't have mailboxes. Probably won't have much in there.
Probably in the roads, or if you just painted lines, because George Jetson,
we can fly in it, So we ratified additions and deletions. We didn't have any grant update discussion.
Finishing up one, I just need the final pictures of Ricky from Ricky and Ryan.
Did Ryan send them to you?
No.
Okay, we took them.
Okay. So
I'll talk to him in the morning.
Morning about getting those sent to me, and then I just got to send that, and we should get the money for Griggs Road, and then I'll just wait to hear from Chad.
Did he need any more information on any of that stuff?
No, he was fine after I talked to him.
Okay.
All right, cool.
Because he was saying he didn't care about the time cards on how we got our dollar per yard of gravel or any of that stuff. And
you should keep track of it anyways.
Well,
that's what I said. Keep doing it, because he says he doesn't need that, and the next person does. And
I was gonna say the problem is one person did.
It doesn't hurt anything to have extra records.
Yes.
Because you can always look back and go, oh, this is what happened.
Yeah.
Well, and if we get audited, they're probably gonna be looking for that information.
Well, we know how much it cost us.
Yeah.
For the gravel, we bought it. Paid so much a yard. Paid McCulloch, and then the cost of us trucking it there.
Yeah.
That's what the town has in it right there. So if you go do a grant project and you're using a crush and run from there, you charge out that dollar amount you got into it. You're not going to charge what you paid
just
for the gravel.
Just pay for that there, because you got a truck, you got everything.
That's right. And if you don't keep track of it, you won't.
And I have it all in one pile, so I can keep track of all.
The guy just did like 123 pages.
The guy just didn't want.
But he should pick through and look at what he wants.
Yeah.
Well, we should keep track of it.
I think
if we don't send it to him.
By all the numbers.
Probably.
Because he started asking me through the questions, and he goes, well, why did I need to know? I said, well, that's what we got per yard into it. This is what
That's your proof.
That's
your
proof, yeah.
But it's like, he's the kind of guy that gets an outfit like Hyde Park Water and Light in Trouble.
Well, so Alec
talks. Is that why Hyde Park Water and Light's in trouble out there? Where there's someone like that?
But, you know, he's the kind of guy that does that. Oh, well, I don't need that shit.
That's right.
So then you stop keeping track of that shit. The next thing you know.
You're in the paper.
You're in the paper. That's right. You know, it's like, you got to keep track of all of that stuff.
I'm just
going to
keep doing what I was doing.
Yes.
Everyone else has had no problem with it.
Yep.
It's just been him. Everyone else has said that the grant was nicely done and we got our money a lot faster on the last one because we had it.
And the picture part is on me because we got done up there. We were doing other projects. We were trying to get done up there, and we didn't get back up to take the pictures.
So. And I should have asked for them, but I completely forgot.
That's fine. I'll take the blame.
It's done.
That's my job.
Ricky, you can, I don't know if it's easier for Ryan, when you do need to take pictures, you can take the iPad, and then he doesn't have to worry about sending it back and forth.
Take them right on that. And those things take pretty good pictures.
Surprisingly, for me.
Surprisingly good pictures.
Ryan hopefully will know how to use it.
Yeah. He will.
It's pretty easy.
All right. So then we have other. Did you want to do these under this mess under other?
That's on you. I wasn't sure.
I don't care. I just printed these. So all I did was burn.
Oh, you're doing that one.
I just want to get. There should be three.
What was the original one? This was the original one?
No, no. You're looking at the swim thing.
That's a swim, Dad. Oh, you know.
I'm looking at this mess that I did. So I split the bids out.
Yeah,
yeah, there's three. I split them out. Dirt work, electrical, concrete, whatever. A lot of this stuff's left over from the original, so it has the zip wire with fiberglass, all that stuff. All that, I understand all that stuff's got to be changed. Right?
Yeah.
But I wanted to get it split into three bids so that, you know, you guys can look at it. And, you know, if you pick out a handful of things that's wrong and I pick out other stuff that's wrong, I just copied and pasted and straightened it out into three documents instead of one. I just wanted you guys to review it. No, you won't have the original. I didn't bring
you. No, but you document one, two, and three.
Document.
I got just.
No, the last one's really thin. You got one for concrete, dirt work, one for building structure, heating and plumbing, and I included the plumbing in that one.
You want to mix it in with, like, the grass.
And it won't be hard to get a price on heating and plumbing. You get somebody like Rick over here,
but we can
give us a price.
Right, so, again, a lot of this will stay the same, like all the electrical outlet box and all that shit, but the stuff about the concrete with the AMB ice form, we have to change all that, I get it.
Because the ICF we aren't going to use.
Apparently we're not going to use that or whatever, but that's fine.
And then, but then we had also talked about, we were thinking about, because we have to have foam on it, I guess.
On the outside.
So we're just going to bring whatever, either 1.5 or 2 inch, bring the wall in, that's all.
The biggest change. The biggest change in this document, I think, is in this concrete and foundation.
Yeah, I think I looked it over quick, and it looked like I think the things that we were...
The rest of it, I think, is okay.
Yeah.
Or reasonably close. Yeah. But I just wanted to get it to you guys sooner than later.
So, the concrete, full concrete basement, it'll be shrunk. Are you going to put 2 inches of foam?
What did we decide? We talked about we're going to move the wall, because it didn't matter down there, and it didn't matter over here.
No.
Whatever we did. Then
the reason I give it to you guys is so that... At your leisure or whatever, you can, we've got to change this, change that, and then we'll come back together and go, these are good, you know. This is how we can do it, and then we'll get these documents, you know.
Because the four dresses can stick over, the box will be right out flush with the foam anyway, and everything will go
but
down.
But it's one of the things,
also, if you use like that stone siding or something like that on the outside to cover your foam, you can run your silk plate right out over the top of it.
Mark this up best you can with any of the changes you see and anything that's wrong, because this is from the original RFP. So everything is as it was when we sent out the original
RFP. You have this on your computer anyway, so if I needed another paper or we wanted to run something that we'd change it, we can get a fresh one.
Absolutely.
I'm just saying, once you get
it. All you got to do is get a hold of me.
Yeah, right.
And I can change it, and I'll send it right to her, and she can print it right off, you know. Okay. Or whatever. I just wanted to get this to you sooner than later, so we're going to start looking at it.
We got to start.
And I promised you guys I'd split it into three.
Yeah.
So I did that best I could. But I just I didn't edit anything. I just copied and moved everything.
Right.
To three separate bids. So we become the GC at that point, kind of.
Yeah.
Anyways, I want to get it to you so you guys can look it over.
And you got a good guy right there. We can. And I think if you're going to...
do that. We'd pay him to do that because...
If he's going to be a GC, probably we should pay whoever's doing it.
Well, I'm just...
It ain't going to be me. I'm just saying that I don't want to be... But I told you I'd help whatever I can with it in here, but...
Prior to coming to the building and stuff, all prior to the construction part of this building, the one with on the board with the most knowledge is you. Yeah,
well, so we're going to lean on you, buddy.
You know,
I think I look. It's good. I'm interested to see where it is because I.
You better get out and start campaigning. Somebody might run against you.
Somebody's in there.
I mean, you're going to scare him off. He's going to not want to run because then he'll be obligated.
He has to run. Okay. So, anyways, I want to get that to you guys.
Yeah, look, you did a good job. I think that's we got that broke down real well. I think in there some of the stuff. The four joists. I don't know if that would work. We'd have to just ask it. Well, I'm just saying.
That's what it's. But
is it going to be cheaper? Can we put it a foot on center in that beam in there? Because we're only breaking up into there. It's going to be. I'm just saying, 12 foot. They're only going to be 12 foot.
Yeah. So you guys.
So a foot on center in there. How much of those? How much of the TGIs? Maybe they're going to just going to say, wow, that's going to be $400. Well, don't sell them it. But I'm looking everywhere we can. That's going to make it structurally.
So you guys mark this up.
Somebody from Arcade Miles or Sticks and Stuff come right here. They would give you.
Yeah, Parker and Stearns. Well, once we get this, be great about it.
Once we get this nailed down, they can read this.
Yeah.
Look at the plans, knowing that the plans aren't exactly right, but this is the definition of the plan.
Yeah.
They can give us takeoff pretty fast.
They can, and I'm thinking that in there is there because we can get that into there because aren't we? We don't have to pay taxes.
Right? No taxes. That's right. That's so
we go in and we say, okay, they want 100 2x6s. We get 120 of them in there because they so that they aren't running short. Because but we buy everything. We can
save 6% on materials.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah. Yeah. And you'll save more than that because
what is it on?
They'll give you.
Is it $6,000 on 100 towel? Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
I did talk to Bordo. They're flat out busy. They got barrel books. Well, I was talking to them about another job.
Yeah.
Something different.
I'm going to call, as I said, I'll try to think about it. Next week, okay, I try to call with two guys that I know they're smaller builders in there.
They just have a couple guys.
The frame I'm looking
it
at.
It ain't that big a deal.
If there's just the three of us doing this or two of us doing it, I tell you, it's not good. I have ball jacks. So I don't know this
one. What about them guys that did Coda's house over there? Two fellas from Belvedere or someplace.
Maybe the same people you're talking
about.
No, these guys
I'll
are
find out what
I'm just saying, I think that there's an opportunity.
They seem to do good work. They want. I wouldn't have them build a cabinet. They did a nice job on the house. They weren't real fancy, but they did a good job on his house, right? And the framing and all that looked good. Anyways, we got another FYI is learn to swim.
So she did not get this to me in time, but I want you guys to know that there are lots of changes.
Oh, boy.
From last year's contract to this year's contract.
Oh, really?
That's why there is a lot of highlighted spots on it. The price has not changed very much. But the wording in the contract has changed quite a bit.
She gets sued or something?
I don't know.
My guess would be that it's all the questions we keep asking. And she's trying to eliminate.
There's one spot that I think should be taken out completely on the contract.
Is that the one that you got crossed out?
Yeah.
But the only thing we need to know tonight is, do you think the lawyer should look it over?
Yeah. I don't even have, I can't.
There's a lot of liability stuff in there.
With all the yellow, I think, because I don't know.
Especially the liability is all yellow.
Yes, because she completely changed her whole liability thing.
So I'll send it to him and ask him to review it for your next meeting if you guys want to.
Yeah, and if he can edit it right off for us and say what he don't need.
He might.
I'm just saying if he can go or just say. Once he reads it, he goes, no. Or make notes on it for us.
I'll get it to you.
Yeah, I'm just saying we get notes on it.
Yeah.
And before we write our packet.
It's a lot more pages too. She's also willing to do like a Zoom that night on the 23rd.
I thought she offered you the 22nd.
She said 22nd or 23rd.
December?
Yes.
At your meeting.
Questions. If you want questions.
I thought we had that week off for Christmas.
No.
No.
Not unless you change your meeting.
Okay.
You
were here for Thanksgiving. You're here for Christmas.
Yeah, no.
You're here with
me. Love you guys. You're gonna get cold when you're talking.
Probably.
So. I hope so.
Into a diamond, right?
Okay, so I'm going to hang on this, but I'm going to read this to you guys. You guys have already done an edit on it, what you saw. And all
yes.
Of
yeah,
so well, have the lawyer look
yeah,
it over.
Yeah, she kind of, she edited most of that one section, I think.
My
she
guess.
Highlighted all the changes.
I yeah, highlighted all the changes.
I'm just saying, so once we look them all over, and then I get one into there.
And I did ask her to correct the fact address. That the address was wrong and that she put Caledonia County instead of Lamoille County.
Yeah,
I'm going to bet she either A, got somebody sued her or something happened to a kid somewhere.
She's having difficulties. There's another town that's called here multiple times asking how, what we think of her.
Workmanship.
They're having the same problems.
Workmanship.
And there was one that I keep questioning and she keeps kind of doing circles around the actual answer because she's like talking about how it's our responsibility.
Culture, maybe it's not the people we want anymore.
It's
well,
not,
we can't find anybody else.
It's it's our responsibility to make sure that they have the waiver signed, but we don't ever see any
that
of that stuff.
Our system, but we don't get any of that.
And so like she keeps answering it in a roundabout way, not actually giving
the waivers. The kid has to sign a waiver?
So the parents or legal guardians have to sign a waiver. And it's supposed to be uploaded into the registration system. She says it's our responsibility to make sure each of the children each of the parents have done that.
No.
Well,
the answer to that question, no.
Well,
it is no, but she's
running a business.
She's saying it's ours, but at the same time, she won't give us the
information
that's in those.
Like, we can't see any of that stuff, so I keep asking her, are we supposed to see that information because we don't see that?
Let's put it this way. Say I was running a hunter safety course somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter if it's on Town Beach or not. Right?
Right.
Parent, you're bringing your kid to me. You're going to give your kid over to me for the day.
Yeah.
I'm going to have the waiver signed. Not whoever's property I'm standing on. I've got to deal with them already.
Yeah.
You know, whatever the insurance deal is with the property owner.
Which is you taking and getting this year because that's
responsibility
takes
for that
from,
kid.
From this building to you.
Right.
It
has nothing to do with
it. Between my kid and you.
That's
why I keep hinting
because
to her.
Because if
that's
the case, and the liability is going to come back to the town.
Wrong answer.
The town isn't going to take the liability on for you running your business.
That's right. You're running a business off town property. You own it.
Mm-hmm.
All we're doing, the property's there.
Well, it's just like the one thing stating about.
It's Hunter Safety Course, right? It's a Hunter Safety Course. It's the same thing. Ask Adam DeGree how that works.
Yeah.
He runs one every year.
Yeah.
So
I just wanted you guys to have those so you can review them before the next meeting.
Thank you.
And now here we are, up to 15. It says work on a budget for 26-27 town meeting and warnings. This isn't a budget. This is a budget draft.
That's a budget draft. I don't know if you wanted to actually work on it tonight.
That's up to you. You've been here all day. You tell us.
No.
Well, there was.
What's this other one here? What's this other one here on
Simon
Square?
Oh,
that's
for you.
Oh, it's 5 after 8.
Your mileage is changing.
Let's give us ourselves till 8:30 to go through as much as we can. And you just gotta.
Then I think what we need to do is that hopefully next time in here, and then we can get started. I'd like to work one night, maybe till 9. It works good in here because we usually don't have to have a special meeting if we can get through the meeting.
If you can get through the heck of it.
So we may have to limit stuff to 5 minutes or whatever. Maybe
we can do that.
And Tim, when we get going and say, listen, and we get started at 7, I don't mind working till 9, but when I'm getting up at 4 or quarter 4.
No, I know.
Rick's up for
Rick
that.
Rick hasn't had dinner yet, neither have I.
Yeah, so.
I can hear his stomach growling.
So I don't care if we do if we do it tonight or we do it the next
one. Well, let's give ourselves till 8:30.
Okay.
And then get through what we can here. I mean, a lot of this stuff at the top is pretty
straightforward.
So
are we going to use this budget proposal sheet and start going through that?
Right.
That's worked great for me because then we have it and I can hang on to it. And then when they we wait until we're done this time. Instead of before, remember, they would update it and then I'd get it and I'd have to drill back through the thing. And usually you girls wait until we're done.
Just use this one.
Each
person use this one. And either leave it here when you leave or bring it back.
Yeah.
Right? I'm leaving mine here because I'll lose it. Sure as shit. But, so it's pretty straight. Some of this stuff's pretty straightforward. It's top stuff. So, auditors.
You want to just add 100 to that one?
We overspent by $20.
Yeah.
So let's make it 4,100.
Yeah.
And then the other one, we got civil board meeting.
So
far, well, you may have more after you get done your appraisal.
Your audit.
So you can go 350, 400.
Your appraisal.
Yeah.
When the appraisal gets done, you may, appraisal,
yeah.
So you may have probably better leave it at 300.
Leave it at 300 at least. Constable.
You know, constables aren't really doing anything.
And you don't pay them.
You want to take 100 out of it?
Yep.
Yeah, make it zero. Elections, town meeting, looks like we spent about 2,200.
That all depends on the year. So
this year we don't have it.
We don't have any in the year that we're in, but we will next
26
year.
26 you will next year.
I think
so, probably just leave it the same, if anything.
Probably leave, you want to leave at 3,000?
What do you got? No, we were at 1,500.
We had it at 1,500 last
year.
No,
we budgeted. We budgeted.
No.
Oh, this last year was 15.
Yeah.
The year before was 30. 3,000.
Right, and we spent 2,500, but we had a national election.
That was a big one, yeah.
A big one to do 2,000?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where are we at now with it? 750.
Elections. We spent about half of it.
Civil board meeting.
Yeah.
Election wages.
1,800.
Nothing on there.
Right. So we haven't.
Because we're a new year.
New year. So I would go.
The 2,000 there?
I would go 2,000 just in case.
Okay.
Right. Highway labor for the town office. We haven't. We don't. Typically don't write checks for that.
Now, when it, for the grants, I was explaining to Molly, like for the grants. She wants to add her labor into that grant.
Yeah.
When you're doing that. And that goes through to the highway.
Right. But with that, that wouldn't be under this.
No, that's backwards.
That's backwards.
That's you doing work for the office.
This is you doing work for us.
Oh, okay.
Like if you came in and moved your refrigerator.
Well, I'll charge for it.
Or if you came up and dug up. Let's say you come up and dug the hole for the thing.
So this is stay with $50.
That's going to come out of your addition money.
Yeah.
If it wasn't, if you needed to dig a hole because the shit tank was
the only time it would be is if we, but there again, you're gonna have if that there under maintenance on the building,
right? So,
and it's so sporadic. I don't think you need anything.
To me, it's the same money.
It is
the same money coming out.
I think we could put a zero.
If we all work together,
it's zero.
I think we could put a zero in there, boys.
Yeah.
And I'm putting right next to that team. How's that?
Team. Good job. Next one's office labor.
Now, it's going to be hard to figure what we spent because we have a new employee who wasn't here all last year.
Yeah, so but it
should you
be.
Have an idea what your salaries are going to be next year?
Yeah, I'm just trying to find it on this budget status.
Where is the salary?
Because I already had this written down.
Well, where are we at right now? With the, you've been here since June? July 1st?
Yeah.
All right. So we'll look at
I'll
6 months. So you've been here almost 6 months, not quite, 5 months.
I think you need about $112,000.
Say it again.
112.
112.
You're at 46.
For
you're at
year,
50.
For everything insurance. Okay.
For the two of us.
Okay. That's not the insurance. That's just your
no,
labor.
That's separate.
112.
Yep.
Looks like the 3750 has been good right across the board.
You guys don't control that.
Yeah, I know.
We don't control that, and there ain't much chance we're getting a raise. So.
That's all right.
911 coordinator. 500 again.
Two.
Yeah, I think that's plenty.
Who is that?
Marvin.
Marvin. He hardly puts any hours.
And so what's your total bill?
$34.64. $122 something. She's fast over there.
115.
What'd you get?
I got 122,650.
That's what I got. I got 122. So.
I missed the number on my first one.
122,650?
Yep.
Okay. Percentage of increase?
Mm-hmm. 2% probably?
Yeah, it's a little less.
If find out. I don't know if I calculated it right. I got 1.02, but I could be wrong.
1.02?
I don't think that's right.
No.
Because 100,000 would be 2,000.
That's right.
So you're, you went up $2,400. So.
I'm going to use a calculator so I got to do it right.
450 is the difference.
Right by the 120.
By the 120, right?
120, 200.
Right. 2%.
Huh?
I don't know if I got enough decimals, but 2%. How many decimals do you need to figure that out? Past the zero.
So that's 2%.
That's good there.
Yep.
Good start.
120.
Oh, I need to pull this up.
So the way I check that is I do this plus 2%. Gives you 122,604, so it's 2%, a little more than 2%, a whisker more. Yeah, you want me to?
2.01.
Just a second, I'll tell you exactly if you want to know. Her calculator rounds it off, I think.
Yes, mine rounds it off.
So what's the difference between the two, right off the top of your head?
2,450.
120. 200. Whoops. Oh. I'm an idiot. That's okay.
Somebody got a new calculator, but boy, that thing is small. Of course, I've been using the iPad. It's that big.
I was going to say, you use your iPad, but...
2.0 rounds up to 2.04.
Four?
Yeah, 2.03826955507. But 2.04 is close enough.
Okay.
So I'll check my own math. 120,200 plus 2.04%. 122,652.08. So close enough. Oh,
2.04.
Yep,
yeah. That's what you said.
I just did it by 2.4. My math didn't check. So I think the top line we can do without Ricky, zero. Of the next one, next.
I'm going to go with 100.
Bank charges, what do you think?
They're not normal, but if you leave it, I wouldn't go any higher.
100?
Yeah. Bottle water, 250.
That's good.
Yeah, how many?
Let's keep this in the same order. It makes things a lot easier.
Yeah.
It shows that we're over.
$41. Over the 200, then you got 250.
We got 250, so.
Oh, 41 over last year.
So you want to bump that up to 3? We only did a couple.
Yeah, not a problem.
So 0.
Background checks is 0?
Yeah, because we don't care. And the next one's 100.
We've only spent $81 so far. I think 250 is fine.
Okay. 250 on the water?
Yeah, because I cut back. They were coming too often. I said, just come less and bring them.
You get
bottles.
The little ones or the
no,
big?
No, they're the big ones.
Big jug?
But they were...
If they sit around too long, too, they...
It's water.
I know, but if it sits around too long, it gets...
You just got to rotate.
They're all right until you open them.
Are they
all right till you open them?
Yeah, you're all right until you open them. Right?
Yeah, I guess.
They've been fine. It's not that slow. It's just I don't need them to come here every other week. They come once a month and just bring twice as much.
Oh, okay.
Because they charge you a fuel charge every time they
every
come.
Every time they come.
So, yeah.
And they send you an invoice for each thing. They send you one for the rental, one for the number of bottles you get, and then one separate for the fuel charge.
Oh, my God.
So, by having them come less, we skip a fuel charge. So,
you
I have to do
sink
that.
You and get one free bottle to put them all on one invoice.
Just saying, that's how the invoices come if you look at them.
Building maintenance, it looks like we're hanging in there. Pretty good on that one.
You want to stay right at 1,500?
I get no.
They only spent 200, but it ain't going to take much to spend
$1,500 to have Carpenter do some work here. Leslie's been doing a lot of the work, so.
Cleaning expenses?
I would like to leave that at $250 just because we had the windows cleaned this year and it's roughly that price. We probably should clean them every year.
Is that enough?
Yeah, well, it's just a little over $200, I think.
Okay. Spent.
Mm-hmm. So computer expenses. And then we got another line item that's computer upgrade, but I think we consolidated those last year and said, only need one line item, right?
Yes.
But you want? Did you figure out? What did you figure? Did you, should that been six? Should that be 6,000 this year for the two new computers,
the two new
with
ones.
The guy or no?
That, so here's the thing. I haven't heard from him in quite a while now.
The new guy.
He came in, asked a few more questions, figure out what we needed. He was supposed to get back to me. He hasn't. I'm kind of torn whether I should reach out because I feel like you need to follow through.
Well, Polkim, they may have gotten
got super busy. So his quote was fairly decent. It was a couple $1,000 to do all of them, refurbished over there and new ones over here. I dug out Bob's stuff yesterday, just looking, and what year did I say that was? Five, 6 years ago, it was going to be $6,000 or $7,000.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
So I don't really know what the real price is.
I'd reach out to that guy again.
I'd poke him again and say, hey, buddy, you know.
If you're interested,
one of the problems
we need to know what your numbers are going to be.
We're impressed with you,
and we're trying to put our budget together.
Right.
One of the problems we had with the other guy is he didn't get back to us in time.
Mm.
So,
right, but I don't want to trade one for the same.
No, I know, but who else are you going to trade for?
So, do you want to bump that to 4,000?
Maybe four.
Okay. Yeah.
You want to wait till after you get your.
No, I think.
Let's put 4K on it right now.
Yeah.
I'll put a little asterisk by mine because we might.
If nothing else, we can just do these two computers, which do actually need to be done because
I
got some information from the state of Vermont elections. And
they won't support 11,
They're saying you need to, there's no support for 10, it's a security issue.
Yeah, and they won't let you, they won't send you stuff if you have a security issue.
And we cannot upgrade. Like,
and if you go, if you try to go to their website and you have Windows 10 here.
And that's going
to
be an issue come next year.
They won't let you access the site. It'll say, ooh, no. You know, that's what they'll do. They'll lock you right out. They're all in cahoots, the bastards. Election expenses, $100, it says. Looks like we didn't spend it any.
I don't even know what that is for.
Coffee, stuff like that.
Well, next year, I expect to have donuts at town meeting.
Listen, that's EMU Sports, and we're already on it, okay?
We've already talked about it.
Free donuts.
Come on. Well, you can ask someone next to you to make sure he brings some extra for you.
That's what
are you doing, having your mother make him?
Yes.
Oh,
so I'm paying for him anyways. It should be free to me.
Well, you can bring some to share.
Maybe we leave the $100 and we can give Julie a gift card.
There you go.
No.
To buy her stuff. For her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not?
No, leave it in
we're
there.
We're good.
Leave it in there anyways.
Donation to
the that's for the EMU Sports, yeah.
Are we leaving it or not leaving it?
I'd leave it.
Yeah.
Because you never know. We might have a late night here one night that we want to order pizza or something.
You better put $200 in there then. You bought a pizza lately?
I just bought one the other day at Eden Corners, and it was $18 or something. $18.50. But up here, it's $22.
Yeah. Actually, I have some. I just need to put them on.
This guy is...
Looking for the
this guy's
hold that over here?
I ain't going to say that out loud. The guy who emails kind of fell off.
How much was it? We just looked at that price. I was thinking it was cheaper than that, right?
Generator maintenance, town office. We just signed a contract for that a couple weeks ago.
I'm going to get my old lady glasses out. I can't see these numbers.
Oh, boy. Uh-oh.
Try not to set anything on fire with those.
They're not that bad.
Okay, boys, we've got 6 minutes. Let's keep going.
Yeah.
So they're going to give us a generator number.
Yeah,
working on that.
Mileage.
We put.
Leave it right at 500.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Town mowing?
I think 800 is probably good. We paid $600 this summer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Assuming that Kyle will bid again. And he's pretty cheap.
Copy your contract.
Ooh, we went in a hole on that one.
$1,400?
Looks like it went to $1,325.08 a year.
$300.
On a new four?
Generator.
Oh, that's right. We went with a different company.
$400 and...
Do
yeah, which the other company was not impressed with.
No?
No.
Well,
you should let us know, and we could have
no,
said
you put in your bid.
I don't like that.
I was like,
you put in your bid, that's it. There's no second chance.
We should look at the contract and we'll go back to that one. For the
okay.
Copier,
because I don't remember. Copier? Okay. I'm,
you need a new chair here?
No.
Okay. So, you still want to do the 500 for furniture?
New, bought any furniture.
Well, you're going to have a new building. You might want new furniture in it. You can't put this old stuff in a new building.
Well, that's true. That's true.
I'll tell you what.
Leave the 500 in there.
We might need to get a new chair. That one's getting a little squeaky.
8,000?
No.
So how's the...
How much?
500.
The next one's a tough one. It's NEMRIC for the software.
What's our contract?
It looks like...
we were 8 last year, but look, just shy of 8.
So,
we were just shy of 8.
8,500?
The one that we just paid was 9,000 something.
Where are we?
Right. So,
it'll be 9,500 again.
Yeah, I just put 9,500 in there because.
Ain't going down.
Well, and it's a combination. Down. It's not just NEMRIC, it's SimQuest too. So, yeah, 9,500
that was there. Postage and delivery looks like we had 2,000. We spent a little over that. And then last year's budget was 3,000.
Well, but you gotta look at the two of them because one's over.
Yeah, we're gonna save a little bit on because you're only sending out 10 reports to people who request them, correct?
No, I don't think we can do that this year. I think we still have to.
No, we have to do that this year because otherwise it's gonna look double.
So we'll stay with the three or
leave the three there and.
Yeah. I would probably leave them both.
And then 25 on the other one?
I would probably do that because the postage is gonna have gone up even
more. Well,
because
you were 58. 2588 44. So
yeah, 4,600.
So that's gonna give you 3,455 total.
Looks like 8,500's been staying pretty good for the the recording supplies.
Yes.
Restoration of records. I don't even know what that means.
So that actually goes into a reserve at the end of the year. So you're just budgeting $2,000 so that if we have to do any restoration.
In case something gets water damaged.
Right.
Or the bindings get broke. I know Candy had to have some books rebound. And...
Seminars and dues. Have you guys joined any elite clubs or?
We have subscribe? Not, but I would probably leave that at 500 because I went to. The end of the year one's almost $200.
Something.
They keep inviting me to go to stuff like that, but I won't go.
Shredding of documents. 300 barely did it. You want to do 350? You did 288. You're $12.
Yeah, they're right around $300 a year right now, but if they increase, that won't
if
be
they
enough.
Bump it at all.
You do 350. Everything is going up. So
snow removal, highway labor. Is that one of them ones that we were just going
to... That's we just give to Ricky for plowing. We'll give to the highway department for plowing.
Right, but it looks like over and on... it's the reason that's a blank is because we were exactly correct. Look at that.
Right.
$1,500.
$1,500 door again, right?
Well, all we do is what they were paying back when we got the pickup, whatever they were paying for the snow plowing.
So we just stay with that.
We just put it in there to cover the cost of gas or
fuel and the hour or whatever it takes whatever it takes to do it.
They don't take very long.
No.
Most generally, we just do this one. And if we get a lot of snow, like I just cleaned this out here. And then this out front, we plow when we plow the road.
Yeah.
That looked like a big truck went around. Can we go over to here to turn around?
Yeah.
And supplies for all offices, 3,000. Looks like that's holding pretty.
Yeah, I think that's good.
Pretty good.
Website.
We were way over on that.
So we were only over on that because I had her do work on the website.
Okay, you want to stay with 600 or bump it up to 7 or 8?
Maybe 7. Okay.
Who does that work, if you don't mind me asking?
Called Keva Co. Keva.
Who? Is it a company or just a person?
I think it's a couple people, but I think it's like a private thing. Just two people.
Send me an email over there.
It looks like you broke in with the $30 on the...
Miscellaneous.
So.
You want
I
to
don't
leave
think
it?
We need miscellaneous.
Just not miscellaneous?
No.
Okay.
Because everything
that's
should
just a
be...
random charge that probably needed to be thrown
okay.
somewhere.
That may put us right down at around 2%.
It's not totally.
It's going to be a while on this one. Oh, and I want to thank
did this again this year. They put it on just one side. Thank you.
That was Leslie.
Leslie did it on one side again?
Your budget thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you tell her I said thank you, because the last time and they flopped it over, boy, I was getting confused.
Yeah. You do that to save paper sometimes.
Yeah, I understand.
Trying to
here. This guy's playing a tree. Save that for you. Oh, excuse me.
You can't have that.
9950.
You can't have that number.
39550.
You didn't give us the number for the copier contract yet.
Oh, yeah, you didn't give the copier contract yet.
Yeah, we haven't done the copier.
So then how about we throw a number in there?
1500.
And then, yeah, we can adjust it later. That'll give us a rough idea.
That gives you $500 more, and you were 1325, so...
So that brings us up to 41450.00.
41450.00.
We got 42250. I need to be a dick.
You got 42.50?
42.250. But you're wrong. I might have got, because I had to go back for the office or copier contract, I might have got that in there twice.
Twice, yeah.
It gives you the percentage,
yeah, percentage
and everything.
It's all done, yeah.
It's doing the percentage, but I got to give it the total, and I don't trust myself.
You want me to fix it for you?
Okay, I did it again, and I got the same total.
What'd you get?
41450.
Okay.
41450? What'd you get?
41450.00.
I must have a number wrong, because... Before we change anything, that was $400 off from yours. Read me your numbers.
So 100, 250.
I bet you don't have generator maintenance in.
I bet you don't. Where is it? Yep. That's 400?
That's 400. It's 300, but they put in 400 in case some batteries.
So 41450.
Yes.
That's a 5.04%.
What? 5.0?
5.04.
5%.
Not fast.
Insurance.
We're done anyways. 2:30.
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up. Okay.
Well, the insurance, you should be able to give us an
idea.
Yeah,
I have some numbers on those. Where is this? Next year... This is going to be in the same order as that. We're not doing these two.
Oh, that would be great.
Well, it's going to be, because hopefully we're going to import this into Excel, and this is going to be what's calculating.
Thank you. Thank
That's
you.
That's the plan, but I got to switch my...
What did you get? 41450?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So I got...
And I got it twice.
I got it that time. You got it twice. She got it after she added the...
At 400.
Yes.
I just want to make sure.
5%.
Do we want to do one day next week to work on the budget, or do you rather wait until, because the 23rd, you're the week before Christmas, do you want to,
oh, I know.
Do you want to spend 9 o'clock here?
No,
I don't.
So, do we want to do next Tuesday for an hour or two?
We can. I got no life. It's not a problem.
The girls are here until 6 anyway.
Does that work for you? 5 probably don't work for you. I'll get here at 5.
Whatever works for you guys. Nobody comes in after 4 anyway.
What do you think?
Yeah, that's fine to me. I just soon get going and get started through. Yes. That's why I like starting it.
Well, this you get further when you're dedicated to just this.
It is. And there won't be anybody coming in. We have to warn it, but we have to...
Yeah, but I have plenty of time to warn it.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that nobody will be in.
I'm just saying, I'm just throwing that out.
We don't have otherwise, we don't have to warn next Tuesday.
Yeah, you're running out of time. It comes quickly.
We don't have to warn next Tuesday.
Why you guys are meeting.
We're meeting. Whenever we're meeting.
But it will be specific just for
the budget. Yeah, there's nothing on it but the meeting.
Yeah, it's just going to be
and
just
if somebody comes here, we're not going. It's not a meeting to that. No. It's just a
we're done working on everything then?
Yeah.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Yeah.
Aye. Opposed? Ayes have it. Yeah, I got 5.04 too.